نتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وولي المتقين. ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله ونبيه وحبيبه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، صلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والملائكة المقربين وعلى أمة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم الدين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أما بعد. First of all, I would like to begin from make sure that you have understood something which I mentioned yesterday, which is very important. कोई चीज कल बयान की थी जो बहुत जरूरी थी ताकि वो पता हो कि आपको समझ आई है या नहीं. Brother Ali Ashraf, I mentioned yesterday that you, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should worship Allah as though you see Him. Ki Hazur Ali sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke Allah ki ibadat is tarah karo ki goya tum use dekh rahe ho. Kal bataya tha teen riwayatein hain. There are three different riwayat. Rather there are more. Ek chauthi bhi hai. Ab pehle to ek hai. When there is one, तो बंदा वो समझता है मेरे पास बड़ा इल्म है. जिस तरह ये कोई पूछ रहे थे पहले, someone asking question regarding how to give dawah to others. To give dawah to others, we discussed in detail little bit 8 discourses on this last Ramadan. So those brothers or sisters should listen to them. And one should present clearly the teachings of Islam and dalail. But people don't accept sometimes. Sometimes they do. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented the deen, and the Kharijis who said we were Muslim, they argued with him. They were Salafi type people. That is the region of actually Salafis are offshoots of them. That those who think we understand Quran and Hadith better than actually the companions and the a'imma. So they just said we just believe in Allah. We want to listen to Quran. We don't want to listen to you. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no other solution just to kill them basically. That was the solution he actually resorted to. Who has more wisdom, knowledge than him? But because he thought that these people will call fitna to others, if there was a normal person, he just have to ignore them. That's like you, although you kill, meaning you bless them to yourself. But if these people, in spite of giving dawah, that is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people don't accept, he destroys them. Allah ki sunnat bhi hai ki jab nahi mante log to un par azab, unko tabah karna. To agar to khalifa ho wo to kar sakta hai, normal person he can't. The word salafi is bid'ah itself. I challenge all of the world and scholars, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or sahaba used the word salafi? Who said I am salafi? That person is saying he is something other than Allah and His Messenger and companions. The companions have called them Ahlul Sunnah, Nahnu Ahlul Sunnah, Wal Jama'ah, what Rasulullah has mentioned. ناسلتی لفظ ہے حدیث میں نہیں. تو آج جو کہتا ہے میں سلفی ہوں, he's outrightly have said first of all that he is something else than Allah and his messenger and companions. Sufi word doesn't appear, but they don't claim to be other than Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What they say, it is just a name of tazkiyah like fiqh or anything like this. But when a school of thought completely goes off, so as I said that they were present at the time of companions with these thoughts, but they were called Kharijis. Kharijis. People who, Kharij means that who have actually escaped. Kharij ka matlab hai jo nikal gaye. Kahan se nikle? Where they have come out from, exited from? From the understanding of the companion and understanding of the a'imma. جو صحابہ اور آئمہ کی سمجھ جو ان کو آئی اس سے باہر نکل گئے ان کو خارجی کہتے ہیں. And رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that this, they are going to exist. So if they are going to exist, for me and you, the responsibility is we present to deen to everyone. But what is the order to start? لیکن ترتیب کیا ہے قرآن نے دی. What is the ترتیب? The ترتیب is قو انفسکم. Save yourself first. Have you reached Allah or not? Wa ahlikum, then your family, then the people who are like-minded by you. For example, there are 80% of the people of 80 to 85% people of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mainstream Sunnis in the world, Muslim world. They are about, you may say, 5% Shia and maybe 3% people who call them Salafis. Ye tadad hi nahi hai. 5-7% Shias and the other actually 3% who are Salafis. Baki sare majority of the people, they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they actually follow the Imams and Sufiya and Ahlullah. And that's always been the case in the history. You ask them, or anyone for that, that twice in the world there have been khilafa closer to Islam. One was the khilafa of Bani Abbas, the people, Bani Abbas, 500 years it went. Pehli khilafat jo badi 500 saal chali, Bani Abbas, all the khalifas from the Taba Tabi'in and the Tabi'in actually did this. In Imam Abu Hanifa's time, Bani Abbas, after him as well. 500 years. Then there was a pause because of the invasion of Halakuha and Mongols. After some years, again the Khilafat Usmaniya began. And that stayed also for maybe 6-7 centuries. پھر 600-700 سال until 1921 that خلافت existed. یہ آپ کو میں historical fact بناؤں. The scholars have been imams of hadith. Imam Bukhari when lived, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal when lived, Imam Shafi'i when then lived, Imam Tirmidhi when lived, Imam Abu Dawood then lived, Imam Nasai when lived. Which was the Khilafah of that time? Bani Abbas. Bani Abbas ki Khilafat. And then after that, for 700-600 years, was the Khilafat Usmaniya of the Turks, Turkun ki. Jab bhi Islam dunya mein 1200-1300 years ago, as a Khilafah was implemented, both times, dono dafa, the law of Islam which was practiced and followed officially and all over the world and also of the Khalifas were fiqh anfi. Never in Khilafah there been actually, for example, a mazhab Maliki being followed or Shafi'i being followed or actually Hanbali being followed. دونوں دفعہ جو خلافت رہی ہے, پہلے 500 سال پھر 700 سال, تو ساری دنیا پہ قانون فیصلے کس طرح ہوتے تھے؟ اٹ واز میڈ اکارڈنگ ٹو ایکچولی حنفی لوز. قاضی ابو یوسف، امام ابو یوسف واز دی قاضی القضاء. اینڈ دس واز دا ٹائم آف امام بخاری اینڈ امام ترمذی. آج لوگ امام ترمذی کو، جن کو پتہ بھی نہیں امام ترمذی ہوتے کون ہیں، ہیں کون، دیز محدثین، امام نسائی، امام ابو داؤد، صحیح ستہ، صحیح ابن حبان، دے پیپل لیوڈ اینڈ ان وین آل دا ورلڈ واز فالوئنگ حنفی فقہ اینڈ صوفیا ایکچولی دے پر فرام دیز پیپل صوفیا. سو سم ٹائم دے میک، ایز دے سے سم مائنورٹیز دے میک مور، وی ڈو ایکچولی گیو دیم دعوا کلیئر اینڈ، بٹ وی آر ناٹ ریسپانسبل فار ایکچولی دیٹ دے ایکسپٹ ایکچولی، بیکاز وی شوڈ نو اوور سیلف، اوور فیملیز، اینڈ سیو دی 85% پیپل ہو ریڈی بلیو ان سیم ایز یو. دے آر آل اسٹریز، دے آر گوئنگ رانگ ایز ویل ان مینی اے کیس، بٹ یس وی کانٹ ایکسکلوڈ دیم اینڈ بلینز آف نان مسلمز، بٹ دیر کمز اے ٹائم، دیر کمز اے ٹائم ویئر ایور یو گیٹ اپرچونٹی you give. So whoever it is they are, actually one should present. And that's why I say that those brothers who are interested, give time. If you don't even give time to the 50 discourses I've given, how to give dawa to Salafis and non-Muslims, who is going to give, learn then? Who is going to learn? Who is going to learn that? But you have to give time to learn to give dawah. So people, mashallah, in the world are, they are giving dawah, and there will be, and always there will be Christian, there will be Jewish people, there will be people coming up believing in new prophets. They are always going to exist. But our responsibility is we are saved, and we save our families and try to save the world as well. And while trying that, if we die, we are successful. While all the kufr is going to end only once in a time, lifetime of humanity, is when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will fight Dajjal. After that, all there will be Islam in the world. Before that and after that, again, actually, people will become disbelievers. And before that as well, people are disbelievers. So this coming together of religions and believing in the one true religion, when people will leave Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, will happen in the time of Isa al-Islam, because he was a representative of the prophets, and a majority of the humanity, large number of humanity, follows his religion. Not truly as Islam he preached, but they say we follow Jesus, son of Mary. So he will, because he is a prophet, he will bring the people to one religion and reject the wrong ones. Only then this difference will finish. The difference of firqas, ye Salafi hai, ye Falah hai, ye Shia hai, all these. The main firqas are two, Ahl Sunnah and Shia really. Salafis, they are also Kharijis, offshoots of from Ahl Sunnah. Or Shia. Shia or Sunnah, they are all offshoots of this. These are the two main sects actually from which the others are offshoots of. Firqe jo hai, wo do se bane hai sare. اہل سنت سے نکلے ہیں کوئی شیعہ سے نکلے ہیں بس. تو یہ کب ہوں گے ایک؟ When will they become one and reject the false one and come true? Because there are two main فرقہ. شیعہ بڑا فرقہ ہے، باقی تو اہل سنت کا تو ہے ہی حق. امام مہدی because will come. He will bring the firqas together and tell who is firqa. Because Isa al-Islam will deal with the problems of religion because he is a prophet. And Imam Mahdi is a scholar and wali of this ummah. He will solve the problem of the sects. And because like Christians believe in Jesus, Shias believe in Imam Mahdi anyway. They are waiting anyway. So when he will say that this is the true sect, all of them will believe, all of Christians will believe Jesus Christ. Except a few. So before that, this is not going to happen. Isse pehle ye nahi hoga. Isliye aap tang zehn tang na karein. Don't become stressful. There will be people saying this is wrong, this is right all the time. Aisa hua. So isliye try to pass this time with forbearance and peace and inviting others with wisdom and nasiha. Because it's not going to end. The hadith said it's going to end. The difference of firqas is going to end of Imam Mahdi's time. Firqon ka ikhtilaf Imam Mahdi ke dor mein khatam hoga. Aur mazahib deenon ka ikhtilaf Isa alaihi salam ke dor mein khatam hoga. So isliye when we know that, then don't become agitated, just actually take it easy, learn wisdom and convey the message to others. If they accept, they will remain there. Wo yahi rahenge. Hazur Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne farmaya ke mere baad 30 dajjal honge jo har ek unme samjhega main nabi hu. Rasoolullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said there will be 30 dajjalin after me. Every one of them will consider that he is a prophet. Honge kuch aage, kuch abhi aayenge. Kuch abhi aayenge. There will be people coming who will be claiming all these things. So, inshallah to kuffar, but we are like we have a hukum to pray, we have hukum to give dawah. Jab jaise hame namaz ka hukum hai, daawat ka hukum hai, wo to deni hai, lekin uske liye phir seekhna padta hai. Abhi to hum apna masla hal kar rahe hain. We have not reached the pleasure of Allah. Hum udhar bhi shaitan ki duniya mein phir rahe hain. One part is shaitanic, one part is Muhammadi in us. To wo bhi karna hai. And at the same time, actually give dawa both at the same time. But yet we have to deal with ourselves as well. We can't forget ourselves. Ki hamari zindagi kya hai, hamare ghar walon ki, khandan and others. People will believe, disbelieve. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his family, some people didn't believe. He presented them clearly. They said, we are happy with where we are. That some people from foreign countries, like Hazrat Bilal, the Negus, Najashi, Hazrat Najashi radiallahu anh, the king of Habsha, they believe whilst not even seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He and Hazrat Uwais Qarni lived in the time of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, but didn't see. So people, there's example for people in the life of Najashi, Negus. If you are a person of authority, you still can gain closeness to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even you come after, you don't see them. If you are a normal person, an ordinary, you can still gain. Hazrat Uwais Qarni was not a leader or in the sense worldly leader, but he was obviously spiritually a very high ranking person. He is a person grazing sheep. So I mentioned to you that yesterday, yeh hota ilm ki baat jo hai. Aapne hadith suni, Allah ki ibadat is tarah karo, jis tarah goya, usse dekh rahe ho. Maine aapko, I mentioned to you, there are three riwayat. Aap aapke ilm, aap kisi ko jaake batayenge, if you tell, wo kahega nahi, maine to suna hi nahi aaj tak. I've never heard there two others. Aapko teen batayenge, aaj bata raha hu, chauthi bhi hai. Chalo ji. اب آپ تیسری ہے کوئی آپ کو چوتھی بتائے گا someone tell you four کہیں گے no we never heard it. So those people who say when you mention something of knowledge to them, جب کسی کو کہتے ہیں کوئی علم کی بات تو وہ کہتے ہیں بعض دفعہ جی میں نے نہیں سنا that I've not heard it. تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ اس نے سارا علم پڑھ لیا ہے. The meaning is that he has read all the knowledge. That's why he's saying, the knowledge which I have learned, I don't see in there. And maybe he hasn't got 1 millionth of knowledge. Usne dasvain sabhi yaad nahi, das hadithe zubani yaad nahi. حدیثیں یاد ہونا تو ایک طرف ہے، حدیث کی 250 بکس ہیں ان کے ہی نام سنا دو، چلو حدیثیں بعد چھوڑ دو. یو سی آئی ہیو نیور ہرڈ دس، آئی ہیو نیور ہرڈ دس. اوکے، دس از اے ویری ڈیٹیلڈ نالج. حدیث یاد ہونا، 400,000 حدیث پڑھنا، 500,000 حدیث ٹو ریڈ ایٹ لیسٹ. چلو وہ نہیں، آپ حدیثوں کے کتابوں کے نام ہی بتا دیں. صرف بخاری بخاری پتہ ہے، وہ بھی نام نہیں ہے کتاب کا. دیر از نو بک کال بخاری ان دا ورلڈ. بخاری شریف کا نام بخاری نہیں ہے. یہ جو بخاری بخاری کرتے ہیں، کوئی نام کا بھی نہیں پتا کتاب کا. دا بک آف وچ امام بخاری روٹ آف حدیث از ناٹ نیم، اس نیم از ناٹ بخاری. دا نیم امام بخاری ہے. بخاری از دا نیم آف دا پرسن ہو روٹ، ناٹ دا بک. بخاری وہ جس نے لکھی ہے ان کا نام ہے، ان کا بھی نہیں بلکہ ان کی سٹی کا نام ہے. از ایٹریبیوٹیڈ ٹو ہی ہیز اے ڈفرنٹ نیم. تو بک کون بتائے گا بخاری شریف کا کیا نام ہے؟ آپ روز سنتے ہیں. ہو کین ٹیل می دا نیم آف دا بک آف امام بخاری روٹ آف حدیث؟ ہاں جی، یہ کوشچن ہے. ماں آپ کی مسلمان ہے، پڑھتے ہیں، آپ کو پتا تو چلے نا علم کیا ہوتا ہے. کون بتائے گا واٹ از دا نیم آف دا بک وچ امام بخاری روٹ آف حدیث وچ پیپل سے بخاری شریف، صحیح بخاری، صحیح بخاری؟ یس برادر، فتح الباری از کمنٹری آف بخاری. فتح الباری واز ریٹن اباؤٹ 300 ایز آفٹر، 300 سال بعد لکھی. اٹ از ماشاء اللہ ویری گڈ، ون آف دی ویری ڈیٹیل کمنٹری. وہ بخاری شریف شرح ہے، اٹ از اے شرح آف. اور کوئی اینی ون ایلس؟ سوری، سی اگین، بک آف حدیث. امام بخاری ڈیڈ ناٹ اسپیک انگلش، آئی نو دیٹ. ہی از سیئنگ دا بخاری'ز نیم از بک آف حدیث، بٹ آئی جسٹ انفارمڈ ہیم دیٹ امام بخاری لیوڈ ان رشیا، ہی مائٹ ہیو اسپوکن رشین لینگویج بٹ ناٹ انگلش. مولانا مصطفیٰ صاحب بتائیں گے، ہی اسٹڈیڈ ان جامع ازہر اینڈ ماشاء اللہ. آپ جی جی ہاں، دیٹ پارٹلی دیٹ از دا نیم اجامع الصحیح، دیٹ واز امام بخاری ریٹن دا کلیکشن آف دی صحیح احادیث، دا کلیکشن جامع الصحیح. بٹ دس از آلسو پارٹ، یہ بھی ایک حصہ ہے نام کا، آگے بھی ہے تھوڑا. تو یہ جو زیادہ وہ بخاری بخاری کرتے، اس لیے وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ بھئی جو بے عشق نبی پڑھتا ہے بخاری، بخار آتا ہے اس کو نہیں آتی بخاری، ان کو بخار آتا ہے. بخار فیور رادر دین ایکچولی انڈرسٹینڈنگ آف بخاری، وہ بخار آتا ہے ان کو. بیکاز دی عشق، دا لو آف دا پروفیٹ، لو آف دا کمپینینز اینڈ دا لو آف دی آئمہ دوہا، دے گیٹ دا انڈرسٹینڈنگ فرام اٹ. سو پیپل ہو سے دیٹ وی نیور ہرڈ دس، they are making a very big claim. وہ بہت بڑا دعویٰ کر رہے ہیں، وہ گویا کہہ رہے ہیں کہ سارا علم تو ہم نے پڑھ لیا ہے، وہ یاد ہے ہمیں. آپ جو بتا رہے ہیں یہ ہم نے تو نہیں پڑھا. جو ان کو میں کہہ رہا ہوں کہ 250 حدیث کی کتابیں ہیں، چلو ان کے نام ہی 200 کے بتا دوں تو باندھ لیں بھائی، چلو کچھ تو پتا ہوگا آپ کو. اور آپ نے دیکھا پتا کر لیا کہ ایک کا نام بھی صحیح نہیں آتا، اور کئیوں کا تو پتا ہی نہیں ہے. سم بکس آف حدیث پیپل ایون ہیو نیور ہرڈ. انہوں نے سنا صحیح یعنی بخاری، مسلم، دیز آر دی نیمز آف ایکچولی اسکالرز ہی روٹ، امام ابو داؤد، مسند احمد بن حنبل ہے، اور اس طرح کی ہے صحیح ابن حبان، حاکم المستدرک، یہ اس طرح کی فیمس بکس پیپل نارملی ہیو ایکچولی ہرڈ اباؤٹ. صحیح ابن خزیمہ، ابو شیخ، یہ بھی حدیث کی کتاب کا نام ہے، ابو شیخ بزار، یہ دیز آر بکس آف نیم آف حدیث، جس طرح اور بھی ہیں 250 سے بھی زیادہ ہیں. تو علم تو اس طرح نہیں کہنا چاہیے. ون شوڈنٹ سے آئی ہیو نیور ہرڈ بٹ ون شوڈ ٹرائی ٹو لرن. عن انس ابن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی، نریٹڈ فرام انس ابن مالک، قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا، الاحسان ان تعمل للہ کانک تراہ. حضرت انس بن مالک سیز دیٹ آئی ہرڈ فرام دی میسنجر آف اللہ، ہی سیز رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیٹ احسان از، احسان کیا ہے؟ کہ اللہ کے لیے عمل کرنا، ایک تو عمل کرنا، اللہ کے لیے عمل کرنا اس طرح گویا تم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہو، یعنی اخلاص کے ساتھ عمل کرنا گویا تم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہو. ٹو ڈو ایکٹ ود سنسیریٹی فار اللہ ایز دو یو آر لوکنگ ایٹ اللہ. فَإِن لَّمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. اگر یہ نہیں، اف یو ہیونٹ گاٹ دیٹ، پھر اگر تو اسے نہیں دیکھ سکتا تو یقیناً وہ تجھے دیکھ رہا ہے. یہ کس کتاب میں ہے؟ ابن الربیع، یہ حدیث کی کتاب ہے، آپ نے سنی ہی نہیں ہوگی. آپ پتہ نہیں اور ربیع پتہ نہیں کیا کو کھانے کی چیز. از اے بک آف حدیث called ابن الربیع، سینچریز بفور، بہت سال ہو گئے. یہ اس حدیث، دس از نریٹڈ ان دیٹ بک. اب یہ حدیث تو وہ پڑھے گا who has access to that book. تو بک کی ایکسیس ہونا تو ایک طرف، اس نے تو سنا بھی نہیں کتاب کا نام، تو کیسے پتا ہوگا اس کو؟ ہاؤ ول ہی نو؟ سو دیز موسٹ آف دی پیپل ٹوڈے دے مے بی بخاری، صحیح بخاری اور مسلم فیو، اینڈ دین دے ڈونٹ نو فلی ایز ویل، بیکاز آئی سیڈ دیٹ دیز اسکالرز، امام بخاری اینڈ امام مسلم، دے ہیو بین لیونگ اینڈ پریکٹسنگ ان وین حنفی لو واز ایکچولی prevalent and practiced all over the ummah, all over the world, and that's how it's been happening both in the both caliphate times. Anyway, سوال جو آپ سے پوچھنا ہے، جو کل آپ نے مجھ سے پوچھا تھا، یو آسکڈ می، ٹوڈے آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو آسک یو، کہ اللہ کی عبادت اس طرح کرنا گویا اللہ کو بندہ دیکھ رہا ہے، یا اللہ کے لیے عمل کرنا ٹو پریکٹس اینی ڈیڈ فار اللہ کہ گویا تم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہو، تو بندہ کس طرح کر سکتا ہے عمل اللہ کو گویا دیکھ رہا ہے جب وہ اللہ کو دیکھ ہی نہیں سکتا؟ When a person cannot see Allah, how can he worship Allah as though he is seeing Him? When that is for sure, the person cannot see. Ali Ashraf, aap bataye, mashallah. Think of Allah. But Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying that you worship Allah as though you see Him. The question I'm asking is, how can you practice an amal like Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is saying, that he said that practice, the amal should be as though you see Him. So how can you practice an amal or do ibadat when you don't see Him? That is partly right what you said, think. But how can you practice as though you see Allah? Urdu wale koi bataye, Urdu wale, ke bhai Allah ki ibadat is tarah karna goya Allah ko banda dekh raha hai, to wo jab dekh sakta hi nahi to wo ibadat kis tarah us tarah kar sakta hai? جی
کس طرح ہے کہ شاید بندہ اس کو اپنی عبادت میں عمل میں لائے؟
پھر دہرا دیں تاکہ باز آ جائے سب کو.
کہتے ہیں سب سے پہلے بندہ اپنی عبادت میں کرے کہ گویا عبادت کس طرح کرے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے دیکھ رہے ہیں, کیسے نماز میں ہوتا ہے وہ حضوری میں آنا, اس طرح اس کے بعد پھر اللہ کا خوف اپنی میں پیدا کرے, اس کی مثال اس طرح جس طرح بندہ شیر کو دیکھتا ہے وہ دو کام کرتا ہے, ایک تو باہر سے حرکت کرتا ہے پھر اس کے اندر میں وہ خوف پیدا ہوتا ہے جس سے وہ محسوس کرتا ہے, اس کے بعد تیسرا ہے جو یہ چیزیں پیدا ہوتی ہیں پھر وہ ساری زندگی جو ہے وہ اپنی مکمل زندگی جو حضوری میں گزارتا ہے, جس طرح اللہ تعالیٰ کو میرا دیکھ رہا ہے, گناہ جب کرتا ہے تو کرنے لگتا ہے تو اس کا خیال کرتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے, گویا میں غلام ہوں آقا کے سامنے نافرمان کس طرح کا سکوں, اس طرح جب وہ عبادت کرتا ہے تو وہ یہ سوچتا ہے کہ اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہے ہیں کس طرح میں عبادت کروں کہ گویا جب اگر بندے کا کچھ گویا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے دیکھ رہے ہیں تو اس حال میں عبادت کروں کہ میری عبادت میں وہ حضوری کر رہا ہوں.
ماشاء اللہ آپ نے اچھا جواب دیا, لیکن یہ تو دوسرے جز کے متعلق ہے کہ اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے, اللہ از لوکنگ ایٹ می, کہ اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے, یہ تو وہ نیکسٹ پارٹ ہے, وہ یہ بھی بات آپ کی ٹھیک ہے بعد میں, لیکن پہلا حصہ جو ہے کہ تم اللہ کو گویا دیکھ رہے ہو وہ کس طرح کرنا ہے, آنسر آپ نے دیا اس میں, لیکن اس میں یہ نہیں کہنا کہ بھئی اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے, کیونکہ وہ اگلی حصے میں آتا ہے, کیونکہ پھر تو بندہ دوسری جگہ میں چلا گیا. یس برادر, وعلیکم السلام.
میں نے جہاں تک سنا اللہ تعالیٰ کی تخلیق کی طرف اگر رجوع کیا جائے تو پھر اس کی اہمیت ظاہر ہو سکتی ہے.
نہیں پر اس میں تو حضور علیہ السلام میں تخلیق کو نہیں دیکھنا, خالق کو دیکھ گویا دیکھ رہے ہو, عبادت کس طرح گویا خالق کو دیکھ رہے ہو, مخلوق کو نہیں, مخلوق کا تو نفی کر دی ہے, وہ پھر بیچ میں آ گئی تو کم گڑبڑ ہو جائے گا, مخلوق کو جان چھڑانی ہے. یہاں اللہ فرما رہے ہیں کہ یعنی کمال عبادت کا یہ ہے کہ بھائی مخلوق غائب ہو جاؤ اور گویا تم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہو. ہاں تخلیق بنانے لے کر یہاں تخلیق کا بیان نہیں نا, یہاں خالق کا بیان ہو رہا ہے, وہ ہے جو قرآن حدیث میں آتا ہے, وہ ہے یتفکروا فی خلق السماوات والارض, کہ زمین اسمان میں غور کرو وہ اللہ کی معرفت بڑھے گی, لیکن یہ عبادت کا بیان ہو رہا ہے کہ عبادت کس طرح کرنی ہے, کس تصور کے ساتھ اور عمل کس تصور کے ساتھ کرنا ہے, وہ اللہ کو سمجھنے کے لیے ہے تخلیق میں غور, وہ لہدہ حدیثیں ہیں یعنی اپنا قرآن مجید کی آیتیں ہیں, ان فی خلق السماوات والارض واختلاف اللیل والنہار لآیات لأولی الالباب, کہ زمین و اسمان میں غور کرنے والے وہ کریں, پھر جو ہے یہ سمجھدار لوگ یعنی وہ کیا کرتے ہیں, الذین یذکرون اللہ قیاما وقعودا وعلی جنوبہم یتفکرون فی خلق, زمین اسمان میں فکر کرتے ہیں, تفکر کرتے ہیں, لیکن ذکر جو ہے وہ اللہ کا, یذکرون اللہ ادھر نہیں, پھر مخلوق کی طرف توجہ نہیں. جی yes brother Shafiq Masha.
From my understanding I think the person that sometimes worship of God's glory and receive him means use the power of imagination which Allah has given you, and that we practice in the form of muraqabah, so we use the power of imagination and to think of Allah and to bring that as much as we can, from my understanding.
But that is the second part of the hadith, Allah is watching you. You cannot use any person who uses imagination, he will become astray. جو imagination use کرے گا اللہ کو دیکھنے کے لیے وہ گمراہ ہو جائے گا, وہ گمراہ ہو جائے گا. کوئی ورڈ سبحان اللہ مین, سبحان ہی از بیانڈ امیجنیشن, سبحان اللہ مین اللہ از بیانڈ امیجنیشن, یو کین ناٹ, دس از مسئلہ آف عقیدہ ناؤ, دیٹس وائی سے نالج از ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ. اب دیکھیں نا یہاں عقیدے کا مسئلہ آ گیا, یہاں بندہ کفر کی طرف جا سکتا ہے, مجسمہ کی طرف جا سکتا ہے, جس نے اللہ کو امیجن کر لیا, اللہ کو امیجن کر لیا, اف ہی امیجنز اباؤٹ اللہ دین ایٹ اٹس ڈینجر دیٹ ہی کین گو سلولی 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 اسٹرے, بیکاز سیدنا عبدالعزیز دباغ سیز دیٹ اینی تھنگ یو امیجن لائٹ اور اینی تھنگ سیدنا عبدالعزیز دباغ نے فرمایا جو چیز جس کا بھی تم تصور کرو گے، وہ نور کا تصور کرو یا کسی مخلوق یا کسی ایسی چیز کا کہ جو بالکل کسی بھی چیز کا تصور کر لو، مثلا ایسا درخت ہے وہ جو چل رہا ہے، ایسا جانور ہے جس کا سر جو ہے وہ شیر کا ہے، اور ٹانگیں جو ہیں وہ چیتے کی ہیں، اور کان جو ہیں وہ کسی اور جانور کے. فرمایا جو بھی جس شکل کا بھی تم تصور کرو گے یا امیجن کرو گے، اس طرح کی وہ مخلوق ہے، وہ مخلوق کہیں موجود ہوگی. انسان کے ذہن میں یو کین امیجنیشن آف دی خالق ایکچولی ڈز ناٹ ایکچولی کم، اف اٹ اینی تھنگ کمز بی اٹ ان دا فارم آف لائٹ اور اینی تھنگ اٹ ول بی کریشن. اور یو تھنک اباؤٹ دا کعبہ، تھنک اباؤٹ دا نیم آف اللہ، اٹ ول بی دا نیم آف اللہ ناٹ اللہ. So Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that you worship Allah as though you see Him. The question I am asking is that how can we worship, focus on that part, how can we practice as though we are looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't say you are looking at Allah, because you are explaining how can we look at Allah, you imagine. No. He wants us to do an amal, a practice in a particular way, and the quality he is mentioning, that if you do it like this, you will get that quality in the amal. Sorry?
Your reactions, if Allah, what reactions would it be trying to get to that aspect?
Right. And that is very, that is closer to what I was. Explain it a little bit more.
To see Allah as though you are seeing Allah, and if Allah was in front of you, what your reaction would be during your amal or whatever you're doing, so try to do that to the effect that you're seeing Allah.
That is right. That's what the brother is saying, closer to him. Yes, you want to say something? میں کہہ رہا ہوں اللہ کو اس بارے میں سوچنا اور اللہ کے توجہ کرنے آپ کے کل سرات بیچ میں لے. ہاں وہ ٹھیک ہے آپ کی بات پل سرات، لیکن جو ہے حضور علیہ السلام نے کبھی نہیں فرمایا بھائی نماز اس طرح پڑھو گیا تم پل سرات پر کھڑے ہو. پل سرات پر کھڑے گا اس کو آگ نظر آئے گی، اور پل سرات ابھی دیکھا نہیں ہے. یہ آئیڈیز ہیں، دیز آر آئیڈیز آف پیپل، علماء، یہ علماء کی اپنی باتیں ہیں، بزرگوں کی نصیحتیں ہو سکتی ہیں، حدیث نہیں. یہ بندوں کا اپنا تصور ہے. جنت از دا رائٹ، جنت رائٹ میں ہے ہی نہیں ہے پل سرات پہ، یہ ہے ہی جھوٹ. جنت از کراس دی بریج آف سرات، وہ نیچے تو جہنم ہے، وہ دائیں طرف دیکھیں گے جہنم ہے اور بائیں طرف جنم ہے. ہاؤ کین یو امیجن فالس ہوڈ؟ مطلب ہے یعنی جب اللہ نے جس طرح پیدا ہی نہیں کیا ہوا اس کو. دیکھیں یہ ہے فار ایگزامپل ہیل فائر، دا بریج آف سرات از اریکٹڈ آن اٹ، وہ اس کے اوپر بچھایا گیا ہے. Right side is hell, left side is hell, underneath is hell. نیچے بھی جہنم، دائیں طرف بائیں طرف. جنت جو ہے it is across the bridge of sirat. So these are what you are saying, یہ ideas ہیں which are written in the books, جو کتابوں میں لکھی. اس لیے کہتے ہیں ابھی کتابوں سے دین کی علم نہیں سمجھ آتا بندے کو، وہ کچھ لکھا کچھ ہوتا ہے بندہ کچھ سمجھ رہا ہوتا ہے. تو اس لیے لیکن ہاں نماز کی توجہ کے لیے ایک درجہ ہے روحانی، اسپرچل. ون از اسپرچل لیول وچ ون تھنکس اباؤٹ ہیل فائر، برج آف سیرات، اٹ کین ایکچولی امپروو یور پریئر. بٹ وی آر ناٹ ڈسکسنگ دا اسپرچل لیول آف پریئر، بٹ وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی پرفیکشن، دا ہائیسٹ لیول آف ایکچولی ورشپ وچ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز مینشن، دا لاسٹ لیول. یہ ہے. Yes, brother, you wanted to say something?
Yeah.
Some said yesterday and pray although you see Allah SWT, and then you also said that you won't be able to see Allah SWT in the prayer. So you said you give a sincere way, not imagine, because you cannot imagine Allah SWT's landscape as well, so you don't want to fall into that trap. However, I think you said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that was imagine, so getting to a state where, you know, even though you cannot see Allah SWT, to put yourself into a state that you see Allah SWT.
That is right, mashallah.
And to put yourself into that state first, but don't try to attribute any quality, because our mind is not made to see Allah SWT, we'll never be able to see Allah SWT, but to try to put ourselves into a condition that we see Allah SWT.
That is right, mashallah. Yes, brother. Aapne sahi samjha hai, mashallah.
Also, the clarification on what you say, worship Allah as you see it, because my understanding is that you need to know who Allah is and who He isn't. And that is how I understand is through His attributes and knowledge of Allah. So even if I'm trying to worship Allah or I see Him, I don't really know enough about who He really is or I'm learning. So if I imagine that, you know, I can see Allah, I mean, how I respond, I'm not sure how I really know. I know of His the immensity of His creation and all of these things, but I thought that we would need to know about, you know, the attributes in order to be able to respond in terms of how we worship Allah and we see.
Right, that's good. MashaAllah, that is good as well, because as the brother is saying, that we don't know the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we, in order to imagine or react actually like as though we are seeing Allah, what we should know is the qualities of Allah. The qualities of Allah, if you know, you can react. For example, if you know Allah is all powerful, or you can be fearful, if Allah is the creator, your heart will be inclined. Allah is merciful, you can actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves lot of awe that can come. So that is why exactly Rasulullah mentioned after this sentence the quality of Allah, one quality of Allah. Allah is looking, Allahu basir. Exactly what you are saying. So Prophet ﷺ actually mentioned and picked up a quality of Allah in the next part of the hadith that اللہ حضور علیہ السلام نے پہلے تو اردو میں سمجھ لیں کہ جو بھائیوں نے فرمایا انگلش والوں نے انہوں نے بھی صحیح ماشاءاللہ بدر شبیر نے بھی انہوں نے بھی کہ یہ اللہ سے دیکھنے یا نہ دیکھنے کا تعلق نہیں ہے اس جملے کا اللہ کے ساتھ یہ صرف یہ کہا جا رہا ہے کہ اگر تم اللہ کو دیکھ رہے ہوتے تو کس طرح کھڑے ہوتے کیا داڑھی میں اس طرح ہاتھ مارتے یا کچھ پگ وغیرہ پگڑی وغیرہ صحیح کرتے تمہارے اندر کیا کیفیت ہوتی اور تمہارے ظاہر میں کیا ہوتا اندر کیا کیفیت ہوتی ظاہر تو اس طرح ایکٹنگ کرنی ایکٹنگ جیسے ایک تصنع یعنی صرف کوشش کرنی کہ میں اگر اللہ کو دیکھ رہا ہوتا تو میں کیا میرا حال ہوتا جیسے میں نے کل مثال دی تھی آپ کو کہ شیر کو جو ہے شیر تو یہاں نہیں ہے لیکن شیر کی کوالٹی کا پتہ ہے بھائی شیر کھاتا ہے یہ سانپ ہے سانپ کی کوالٹی ہے ایک کہ وہ بندے کو قتل کر سکتا ہے مدد زہر ہے بس فیئر ایک ہی صفت اس کی فیئر تو وہ بندے کو بتا تو میں کہتا ہوں کہ بھئی آپ یہ سوچیں کہ ایک نقصان پہنچانے والی چیز مثال کے طور پر سانپ یہ سانپ ہے یہاں ہے نہیں ہے ہم ہی دیکھ رہے سانپ اللہ کو نہیں دیکھ رہے اگر یہاں سانپ گر جائے اوپر چھت سے تو آپ کیسے ریئیکٹ کریں گے یو مائٹ شو دیٹ یو ول اسکریم یو ول رن یو ول بمپ انٹو دا وول آپ شاید بتائیں کہ میں چیخوں گا میں پیچھے گر جاؤں گا پھر ایکٹنگ کر کے بتائیں تو یہ ہوگا کہ بھائی ایکشن جس طرح یہ فائر ڈرل ہوتی ہے. میک یو انڈرسٹینڈ. دیکھیں بھائی یہ ایک حدیث کا ٹکڑا ہے, ساری زندگی پڑے ہیں سمجھ کوئی نہیں, بس ہنسی سن لیجیے. اللہ کی عبادت اس طرح کرو گویا دیکھ رہے ہو, نہ کہنے والے کو سمجھ نہ سننے والوں کو سمجھ, وہ بھی چپ کر رہے تھے وہ بھی چپ کر رہے تھے. چلو جی آگے بس. تو پانا کیسے, ہاؤ آر یو گوئنگ ٹو ریچ دس. فار ایگزامپل جس طرح فار ایگزامپل مینی کمپنیز دے ہیو دے سے وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ڈو این فائر ڈرل. فائر ڈرل کا مطلب ہے آگ لگی نہیں ہے مساجدوں پر ہاسپٹل میں یا کمپنی میں آگ نہیں لگی, بٹ دے سے وی ول پٹ دا الارم آن, ہم الارم بجا دیں گے اینڈ آل ہنڈریڈ اینڈ پیپل دے شوڈ ایز اے ٹریننگ, ایک مشق کے طور پر ایز اے ٹریننگ ریئیکٹ دیٹ ایز دو اٹس ریئل فائر. تو آپ کیا کریں گے اس وقت, پھر ان کو کہتے ہیں سو سون ایز دا الارم گوز آن دے نو اٹس اے فائر ڈرل. تو پھر آپ دیکھتے ہیں کہ دے فالو دا ایگزٹ روٹس, دے فالو دی ایمرجنسی روٹس, وہ ایمرجنسی کو سارے روٹ فالو کر کے لوگ باہر نکل آتے ہیں, دے کم آؤٹ سائڈ اینڈ یو سے ہیو یو سین فائر, ہاں آگ تو ہم نے دیکھی نہیں, آگ تو ہے ہی نہیں, ہمیں بھی پتا ہے آگ نہیں. سو دا پرسن ہو از ورشپنگ اللہ ہی نوز ہی کانٹ سی اللہ, ہی کانٹ سی اللہ. جس طرح لیکن لائک دیز پیپل who will react to fire alarm and run outside the building, is tarah jo hai a person who is worshipping or doing amal like Rasulullah said, live life as though you see Allah, meaning in that life he should react as though actually he is seeing Allah although there is no, so the reaction is concerned, the reaction wo jo radd-e amal hai wo maqsood hai. To wo dono tarah it can be achieved both ways. If you, for example, the first is that as though you watch, you are seeing Allah, but that same reaction, same level of worship can be attained if you really believe, which is truth, that Allah is seeing you. Same reaction can be attained. Agar aapko pata, main aankhein niche ki hui hain, ya band ki, Allah mujhe dekh raha hai, to wo reaction same hoga. The reaction you can have the same. Let's say you have your eyes closed, and using there is a snake, you're not seeing the snake, a snake is looking at you. Now you know if snake is looking at you, must be somewhere here. اگر دیکھ رہا ہے سانپ تو وہ یہیں کہیں ہے نا, دیکھ لیے دیکھ رہا ہے, اور یہی تصور کرو سانپ تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے تمہارے سامنے, imagine that the snake is looking at you. تو بندہ ریئیکشن اس کا بھی خوف ڈر, وہ بھاگے گا, ہی از گوئنگ ٹو رن. اور اف سم ون سیز امیجن یو ون ملینز پاؤنڈ ا بلین پاؤنڈ, امیجن یو ون ملین پاؤنڈ, ہاؤ ول یو ریئیکٹ, ہاؤ ول یو ریئیکٹ؟ دا پرسن کین شو ریئیکشن, آئی ول بی ہیپی, آئی لاف and then things and I'll conform, do this and make this etc. So وہ اپنا reaction دکھا سکتا ہے acting. And also some people do, جیسے کسی کو خبر مل گئی اس نے لاٹری جیتی ہے, he did all this reaction and after no it was known کہ it's a false one. وہ لاٹری جیتی ہے سب خوشی بنا کے, وہ پتہ ہی نہیں. ایک ہے کہ ڈاکٹر نے خبر دے دی کسی کو کہ آپ کے بیٹا ہونا ہے, وہ خوش کپڑے لا رہے ہیں سارا, بیٹا ہونا ہے, بیٹا ہونا ہے, بیٹا ہونا ہے, ڈاکٹر نے بتایا بیٹا ہونا ہے, وہ بیٹی ہو گئی, ماں وہ منہ بنا کے بیٹھے, خوشی ساری مٹھائی لائی ہوئی ہے سارا خوشی. بھائی ایک تصور یہ بندے میں ہونے. یا پھر فار ایگزامپل آئی گیو یو اندر ایزی ایگزامپل, دیکھنا مقصد سمجھانا ہے آپ کو. مثلاً فار ایگزامپل the films they have made, the message or the final legacy recently, final legacy banayi hai na unhone, de dekhe koi dur khade hain kaam aaj andar aaye darwaze mein na khade ho, kyun aap haath aage karke khade hain, kya number hai gaadi ka, ہاں جی گرے ایسٹرا ہے DV10, وہ بلاک کر رہی ہے اگر کسی کی ہے, ہیو اے کار گرے ایسٹرا DV10 اینڈ ان شاء اللہ جسٹ گو اینڈ ان شاء اللہ جسٹ پارک اٹ سم ویئر ایلس اور لیٹ دا ادر پرسن گو آؤٹ اینڈ یو کین پارک اٹ اگین اینڈ کم بیک, واپس آ جائیں پھر. DV10 gray astra. If someone has that, so and let you go. So I was giving you the example of Sanjay. Now this is a good example to understand. ये और आसान हो जाएगा समझने के लिए. मसल उन्होंने final legacy बनाई है. The final legacy or the film on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. Message बनाई है. उसमें उन्होंने दिखाया है कि that when, for example, Hazrat Hamza رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or when Abu Sufyan came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to bring iman. उन्होंने वो मंजर दिखाया कि जब खालिद बिन वलीद तलवार लेके ईमान लाने के लिए आए हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम के सामने, फिर हजरत अबू सुफयान ईमान लाने के लिए खैमे में आए, और हजरत हमजा केम टू रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड ही सो हिम इंजर्ड और वुंडेड. नाउ यू नो एंड मी नो, हमें आपको पता है कि हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम तो आप जाहिरी पर्दा फरमा गए, वो तो वहां नहीं जब वो फिल्म बना रहे, वो तो उन्होंने एक्टर डाले हुए हैं. हजरत दिस इज हजरत हमजा, दिस इज हजरत अबू सुफयान, दिस पर्सन रिप्रेजेंट हजरत खालिद बिन वलीद. लेकिन द इफेक्ट, द फेशियल फीचर दे शो, वो आप भी देखिए. आज आपको दिखाएंगे इफ देयर इज फाइनल लेगेसी एपिसोड समवेयर, आई शो यू वन और टू पार्ट्स दैट दे आस्क दीज एक्टर्स टू दैट व्हेन दे आर कमिंग टुवर्ड्स द कैमरा. सामने तो कैमरा है, नबी अलैहिस्सलाम तो नहीं, but they've given this imagery all and they've not seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. They know their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they've not seen him. Unko nahi pata woh Huzur e Islam ke bare mein. But they come with such awe and respect and humbleness and honor. They actually bring themselves in. Really, it feels that if they were going in front of Rasul, that's how they will go. बंदे को लगता है कि अगर हजूर अलैहिस्सलाम इनको देख रहे होते वहां तो ये ऐसे ही गए होंगे. मतलब वो तो सब वो एक्टिंग उन्होंने ऐसी की हुई, दे एक्टेड लाइक दिस, उन्होंने एक्टिंग ऐसी की हुई है, दे एक्टेड. सो एंड मी एंड यू, हमें हम तो सबको पता है कि वो तो कैमरे को देख रहे हैं. और दे शोन द सीन व्हेन व्हेन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम केम टू मदीना शरीफ फर्स्ट टाइम. वो सीन उन्होंने दिखाया है कि जब हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम पहली दफा मदीना आए तो अहले मदीना ने किस तरह खुशी मनाई, हाउ दे सेलिब्रेटेड द कमिंग ऑफ रसूल. यू सी द पीपल व्हेन द वुमेन एक्चुअली कमिंग आउट, द गर्ल लिटिल गर्ल सिंगिंग विद दफ एंड द सहाबा एक्चुअली वेविंग, ऑल सीन्स दे हैव शोन, बट देयर इज नो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम तो है ही नहीं वहां कैमरे पे, ऊंटनी दिखाई है, ऊंटनी के ऊपर बंदा तो बैठा ही नहीं. सो द एक्टर्स हु एक्टेड, they also said that we found this difficult, really. We did do it, but we find it difficult to look at an empty camel and imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there, or look at the camera and thinking that I am in front presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lekin unhone acting to ki hai na, bas ye hadith mein bayan ho raha hai ki tum puri acting is tarah amal is tarah karo ki goya tum Allah ko dekh rahe hote, to kis tarah amal karte. If you were to see Allah, how will you be reacting? हमारे क्या पता हम अपने कपड़े बदल के आए और वी डू सर्टन थिंग, सजदे लंबे करें, रुकू लंबे करें, और वी विल एक्चुअली टर्न अवर गेजेस फ्रॉम लुकिंग एट नाम एहरम. हम गाली ना दें, गुस्सा आया भी हो तो गाली ना दें. When we are angry, we will not swear कि हम अल्लाह पाक के पास है. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that you react. If you were seeing Allah, how would you live your life? That's it. So he knew, فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ, you won't be able to do that. He mentioned in the hadith. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَانْ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ, اگر تو اسے نہیں, if you can't see him, he knows that you can't see him. But he said, you will see him in the Jannah. وہ تو بیان کر دیا, he himself mentioned, you don't see him. You don't see him, so you don't see him. But the same effect can be developed by thinking فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, that Allah is looking at you. وہی سیم, وہی اثر بندہ, وہی رد عمل وہ بندہ اپنی زندگی میں لا سکتا ہے کہ صرف اس سوچنے سے کہ اللہ دیکھ رہا ہے. اللہ کی ایک صفت, one quality of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, you bring into your mind, then you can actually react in that way. Yes, brother. You can bring other qualities, but you begin with this one, because the others are not going to have this effect which this quality have. جو دیکھنے کی جب اللہ دیکھ رہا ہے جو اس کا اثر ہونا ہے اس کا اثر اس کا نہیں ہوگا کہ اللہ رحمان و رحیم ہے اس کا اثر وہ نہیں ہوگا. فار ایگزامپل اے پرسن یو نو یور فار ایگزامپل فادر اور سم ون لوز یو دے آر ویری مرسیفل پرسن کمپیشنیٹ پرسن آپ کو نالج ہے کہ وہ بہت رحم دل ہیں لیکن دیٹس ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو برنگ این افیکٹ ان یو ایز سچ. اگر آپ کو یہ پتا ہو کہ دیٹ پرسن از لوکنگ ایٹ یو ود یو اگر آپ کو پتا وہ بندہ آپ کو دیکھ رہا ہے اٹ ول ہیو اے ڈفرنٹ افیکٹ. سو یو بگین فرام دس ون اینڈ دین یو کین تھنک اباؤٹ ڈفرنٹ صفات آف اللہ لائک ان سورت فاتحہ میں تو یہی ہے نا دے آر دی صفات آف اللہ مینشن دیئر الحمد للہ رب العالمین. سو دی کین گو ہینڈ ان ہینڈ. The being who is looking at me, he is Rabbil Alameen as well. The being you are said about Rahman Rahim is coming. The being who is looking at me, jo Allah mujhe dekh raha hai, Ar-Rahman Rahim, wo Rahman Rahim hai. So these two go in hand, there is no conflict. But gradually, firstly you become strong in this. That's why in the spiritual levels of prayer, we focus on this quality that Allah is looking, He is with me, He is watching me, because these are the qualities which Allah chose to teach the prophets as well. He, Azza wa Jal, said to Sayyidina Musa and Harun, Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi salam ko, jab Firaun ki taraf bheja, when he sent towards Pharaoh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Musa alayhi salam said that he might kill me, he might do this to me, etc. etc. Allah Azza wa Jal said, اذهبا تم جاؤ فرعون کی طرف الى فرعون لیکن اننی معاکما I am with both of you, my help is with both of you, اسمع I am hearing, all hearing, وارا and I am looking and all seeing, I will see what's happening there, I will be with you, I'll be hearing what the Pharaoh is saying there, don't think I am unaware. تو اللہ پاک نے قرآن مجید میں یہ تین چابیاں کہ بھی ہر وقت یہ ذہن میں رکھو اللہ میرے ساتھ ہے, اللہ دیکھ رہا ہے, اللہ سن. اس لیے طریقہ محمدیہ میں دس از مینشن ان تھرو ایوری ایسپیکٹ حج عمرہ عبادت ادر تھنگس اٹ از وی ٹرین پیپل بیکاز دس از رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ دیٹ یو شوڈ لیو ورشپ اللہ لائک دس تھنکنگ لائک دس اینڈ ایون لیونگ یور لائف لائک دس آؤٹ سائڈ از ویل. یس برادر یو وانٹ ٹو مینشن. The order is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. Order is mentioned. You follow that order. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You first think Rabbil Alameen, the one who is feeding all. That being is looking at me. He is with me. Who is sustainer of all the universe. So how will he not, how can he not sustain me? وہ مجھے کیوں نہیں دے سکتا, میں کیوں پیسے کے بارے میں سوچوں, دنیا کے بارے میں سوچوں, وہ سب کو پال رہا ہے تو میں دنیا کے بارے میں, وہ مجھے بھی پالے گا, وہ ہستی مجھے دیکھ رہی ہے, مجھے کیا ضرورت ہے دیکھنے سوچنے کی ضرورت. اینڈ دین الرحمن الرحیم دیز کوالٹیز, دین مالک یوم الدین دا جلال آف اللہ, دا اکاؤنٹبلٹی, دا فیئر آف اللہ کم آفٹر رحمان. Then you develop your own relationship. Iyaka na'budu, he is ma'bud. We worship you. Then the quality of ma'bud. And then Iyaka nasta'in, this is another quality. He is musta'in, we are musta'in, and we seek help from him. Help, seeking help from Allah. He is the helper. He is helper, Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina then the quality of Hadi, the guide, then you think about this quality. He is Hadi, he is the guide. Sirat al-Mustaqim, you think about then actually the path to Allah. Allah guide me toward the path which goes toward you. Then you think about the favors of Allah. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Mun'im, the one who favors people, sends favors, gives gifts, and have grace on people. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Wo jo inam karte Allah Pak. Inam karne wali hasti. Mun'im, the one who does favor. Phir aap ye kote hain, an'amta alayhim. Phir aap unko sochte hain. The one who guide Allah guided. Phir aap sochte hain, ghayril maghdubi. Then you think about the ghadab of Allah. Then you think about the ghadab of Allah. Allah ke ghadab ke baare mein sochna. Allah naraaz ho gaya to kya hoga? Then you think about walad dalin. That if Allah leaves you astray, or He does not guide you, you will be astray. Phir Allah ki sifat iske ke Allah se mujhe naraaz ho gaya, to usne mujhe chhod diya, to main gumrah ho jaunga. Allah does not misguide anyone. People who misguide themselves, Allah then it becomes displeased, He leaves them. So whoever Allah leaves them automatically becomes astray. So you can say that Allah leads astray, but in the sense that person really does wrong, Allah just abandons him. And whoever Allah abandons, that person is lost. Who lost who? Muslim navigation system hai, without any example or anything. So you are, the navigation is your guide. Ab aap jo hai, galat rasta le lete hain. You go intentionally somewhere wrong. Navigation keh raha hai, idhar jana hai, udhar jana hai. Navigation keh raha hai, ye button nahi dabana. You shouldn't be switching off the navigation. And you do that. Agar aap kar lo, mix, route mix kar do, to wo aapko chhod de, you are astray then. Aap raah gum kar jayenge. Raah gum karne walo ko hi kehte hai, gum raah. Jo raah ko gum kar baithe. Those who have actually led astray from a path, who forgot the true path. So if the navigation leaves you, aapko to pata hi nahi hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Mai yudlilhu fala hadiyala." When Allah leaves someone in misguidance, then there is no one who can guide. Phir hidayat Allah ki taraf se aati. To kya sifat ke bare mein sochna hai? Simply we made, our mashayikh has made it simple, the 10 spiritual levels, there these things are mentioned. But to answer to your question, I've already given. Dekhen Surat Fatiha mein kitni beautifully Allah ki har sifat ke bare mein, kis order mein Allah ke bare sifat, kya sifat sochni hai. Pehle Allah maabood, Allah ki siwa, alhamdulillah, pehle Allah ke bare mein, as a whole, Allah's being, phir Rabb ke bare mein, jo palne wala, phir Rahman, rahmat ki sifat, Rahim, the most merciful, phir Malik, the owner of everything, and especially the day of judgment, the Jalal, khawf Allah, Iyaka na'budu ma'bud, the sifat that Allah is the ilah, He is the ilah, wuhi ilah hai sirf. Phir ista'in, yani you say Allah is the helper, ihdina, Allah is the guide, sirat to the path to lead him, an'amta, He is the one who does favor, but who doesn't listen to him, maghdubi, he can also have wrath of Allah can be sure. So Surah Fatiha is takes you up and down. It should create a revolution in your mind once you understand it, that your relation, how you interacting with this being. Like our brother said, that if a person thinks about the sifat of Allah, that as though he is looking at Allah, he doesn't know who Allah is, but he takes these qualities, he will have the effect. Us par wohi asar hoga. So ye hai, yani کم از کم احسان کا مطلب یا وہ اللہ کا دیکھنا اللہ کو گویا دیکھ رہے ہو یا اللہ کا دیکھنا تو وہ آپ کم از کم تھوڑا بہت آپ کو سمجھ آئی اسی کا نام ہے that's the name which we are saying that the purpose of all of Islam is to have a strong relationship with Allah and weak with the creation یہی تو بتا رہا ہے جب آپ react اس طرح کر رہے ہوں گے when you'll be reacting as though Allah is looking at you relationship with the creation, you won't then consider people are looking at me. Ab hum, we are a toy in the hand of people. Ab hum logon ke haathon mein unki nazaron ke khilone bane hain. Main kehta hoon ki ye kis tarah, what the world, the society, what my peer group, when they look at me, I dress as though they are looking at me. Main aaj is tarah ke kapde pehenta hu ke goya wo bande mujhe dekh rahe hain. Jab main is tarah ke pehnunga, if Allah is looking at me, so then I have a different dress. I react today like actually as though people are seeing me. میں اس طرح ریئیکٹ کر رہا ہوں کہ دنیا دیکھ رہی ہے. مثلا دنیا دیکھ رہی ہے اس طرح, جی میں سوٹڈ بوٹڈ, یہ ہونا چاہیے, وہ ہونا چاہیے, شیو ہونی چاہیے. سرونگ دا پیپل, لوکنگ دا پیپل آر لوکنگ, لوگ دیکھ رہے ہیں. تو جو بندہ سمجھے ابھی گویا میں اللہ کو دیکھ رہا ہوں, ہی ول گیٹ آؤٹ آف دس آئیڈیا دیٹ آئی ایم لوکنگ ایٹ کریشن. آئی وونٹ ریئیکٹ لائک آئی ایم لوکنگ ایٹ کریشن, نور آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ریئیکٹ دا کریشن از لوکنگ ایٹ می. میں تو اس طرح کروں گا جس طرح, دیکھنا غلام کا کام ہے کہ وہ یہ دیکھے. دا سر سلیو شوڈ تھنک دیٹ ہاؤ ہی لکس ان دا آئیز آف ماسٹر, ناٹ ان دا آئیز آف ادر سلیوز. غلام کا کام ہے وہ یہ سوچے کہ میں آقا کی نظر میں کیسا لگ رہا ہوں, نہ کہ دوسرے غلاموں کی نظر میں کیسا لگ رہا ہوں. وہ تو خود غلام ہے. سو دس تھنگ ایکچولی ڈیولپس, یہ پھر آپ کا تعلق جو ہے وہ مضبوط کرتی ہے اللہ سے. اینڈ دس از دا ایسنس آف اسلام, ایمان, احسان, اینڈ آلسو دس رن تھرو آل آف دا کورس جسٹ ایکچولی ٹیچز دس. یہی بتاتا ہے کہ بھائی ہر طرح, ان ایوری پارٹ, ہاؤ یور ایوری آرگن, ہاؤ یور مائنڈ اینڈ ہارٹ اینڈ باڈی کنیکٹس ٹو اللہ ان ڈفرنٹ ویز, اینڈ اٹ گیوز یو دس, اینڈ دین ایکچولی پلیجر آف اللہ, اللہ کی رضا. تو آج جو ماشاء اللہ یہی ختم کرتے ہیں. مینی تھنگ ماشاء اللہ یو آسڈ اینڈ لرنڈ, اٹ ول بیکم لینتھی ادر وائز. اور کوئی بات پوچھنی ہے تو پوچھ لیں. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم. وعلیکم السلام و رحمۃ اللہ.
We talked about the in and the in terms of how you should be conscious of and try to emulate, that's for your watching of Allah, the other camp of Allah, the compromise of the universe. And then we talked about in terms of the different qualities. And in terms of the quality of Al-Razaq, what I wanted to ask was how we can practically influence that in our lives, because myself and our many people and most mankind, there is a problem with having to work with something like that. The shaitan is constantly putting this sort of fear of poverty in our hearts and in our minds.
Quality of Razzaq is included in Rabb. Rabb actually has the quality of Razzaq in there. And how you practice is simple. There's answer, meaning practical guidance in the course of Tariqa Muhammadiyya. When we practice that sheet of the stomach, so that's how, especially the question you are asking, for the very reason this course been devised. I put a paracetamol in front of you and you say, brother, when you have headache, what should you do? I say, you have this paracetamol is for the very reason for your headache. So your course already actually is that quality can come in you through it. It's already systemized, it's already actually structured there. So the matter is just actually to follow that. Otherwise, if you want lip service, this quality is not going to come with just listening and understanding. Iman sirf jo hai sunne aur batane se baatein paida hoti hain, amal nahi paida hota. Sunne se amal paida hota, amal karne se. Practice comes with practice. Ab swimming jo hai, swimming, you can't learn it by reading books. You can't learn it by actually a whiteboard, that's how you should jump in, that's how you should move. That's actually, you have to jump into the water. The course is the water. Tariq jo hai, ye water hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَأَلَّا وِسْتَقَامُ وَلَتَّرِيقَةِ لَسْقَيْنَهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. That if they become steadfast on the, if they had come steadfast on the Tariq, we would have actually given them water. مطلب یہ ہے کہ پانی میں داخل ہو, تو کورس از لائک دی the water. When you practically do like the stomach sheet, etc., really you are in the water. Now you have to attain that quality. And how you attain? At that time a person is mentioned. Otherwise there are books so thick written about tawakkul. But maybe after reading all of that you don't understand what tawakkul is. Or nor it comes in you. It's just like reading books for example, engineering. So you can read whole of the book, you don't become an engineer just by that. It is a quality which have no need to be trained. You have to practice, experiment, and do different things.
Going on to what you said before, to understand that when you're doing your ibadah as a Muslim, you're trying to get into the position that you're seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you understand the uniqueness and the omnipotence and these kind of qualities, attributes which are only from the subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
But what I want to ask you is, how do we come to a situation, how do we work on the path of, because we are makhluk, we are creation, so we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlike us and we are minus us. So can our mind through this process come to a point of understanding? Because obviously you can't understand what Allah is, you can't understand what Allah is not. Because you know our mind is not made to understand the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So that's my purpose, how to build a connection with Allah.
You build the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through, you're saying we can't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but not fully. We can have marifa of Allah but it is a partial marifa. For example, we can't say we fully. At least if you know 99 named qualities of Allah, this person have more marifa than others. So that's why we are asked to know Allah by qualities. Qualities you can know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching, Allah is hearing, Allah is all. Meaning, the more detail you go, and how you develop this connection, as such, as in you, that's what the course is for. When you reach here, enlightenment, that's when you have achieved it. So the answer, really, practically to achieve it, is there. When you learn. So, when you enlightenment stage, pe banda aega, this fourth stage, that's when your inner self will be enlightened and you will have a special relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. You will have you won't have the complete marifa of Allah, but you will have more marifa than the person who not done the mujahida, not traversed the path. Even Anbiya alayhi salam said, Ma arafnaka haqqa marifatik, that we have not recognized you, knowing you as you deserve to be known. But does that mean they don't know? No, Rasulullah SAW said, Ana, I am the most knowledgeable about Allah than you. So there are degrees. One is to claim actually absolute knowledge about Allah. That is, no one can do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and he described him briefly, who he is, what we need to know. For example, in Surah Al-Ikhlas, what Allah is not. You are saying we can't know what Allah is. We can know. How? What Allah has told about himself. He said, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is no equal to me. Lam yalid. No one is part of me. Walam yulad. Lam yalid, walam yulad. Nor I am part of someone, nor anything is part of me. Allah is free from this, free from this, free from this. So in very clear, black and white terms, in Quran and Hadith is mentioned what is Allah and what is Allah not. So because we leave this simple knowledge aside, and talk about high level of marifa and so that's what Rasulullah prohibited. He said, La, don't ponder over the personality of Allah, the essence of Allah. That we can't know. But we can have your awareness. For example, I give you an example. Main ek misal dene laga hun, although we can't give example about Allah, this is just for our understanding, hamare samajhne ke liye. आप देखें, आपकी एसेंस क्या है? What is your essence? आपकी एसेंस रूह है. रूह, your essence is रूह. आप बड़ी गौर से सुने, बात सुनने वाली. और this brother sitting here, भाई इसकी क्या हकीकत है? What will you say if his haqiqat is ruh? Do you understand what ruh is, the essence of the ruh is really? لیکن اللہ کی بات تو بڑی, میں آپ کو بڑی آسان مثال دینے لگوں, آپ کے اپنے بارے میں آپ کو سمجھ آ جائے گی. اسی کو کہتے ہیں کہ من عرف نفسہ, جو اپنے آپ کو پہچان گیا, فقط عرف ربہ, وہ اللہ کو بھی پہچان گیا. تو ون ہو نوز ہم سیلف ہی نو اللہ مور. ناؤ آئی ایم گوئنگ کمنگ ٹوورڈز ٹو نو یور سیلف. میں آپ کو پوچھتا ہوں آپ کی ایسنس کیا ہے؟ روح ہے. یور ایسنس از دا اسپرٹ, بٹ ڈو یو نو Who is, what is the spirit, the reality of spirit, the essence of spirit? Ruh ki haqeeqat ka aapko ilm hai? Woh aap shayad kahein nahi, kyunki Allah ne Quran mein bhi yas'alunaka anir ruh, ruh ke bare mein sawal karte hain ye, kulir ruh min ma, aap keh de ye rab ka amr hai, amr mein se hai. Wa ma utitum min al-ilm illa qalila, you not been given but a small amount of knowledge, tumhe thoda ilm diya gaya. اب آپ کا سوال وہ بہت اچھا ہے, اس کو سمجھنے کے لیے مثال بھی بہت اچھی مثال ہے. سمجھیں آپ کہ آپ کو, آپ خود بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں لیکن آپ کو اپنی حقیقت کا پتہ نہیں, روح کا پتہ نہیں, روح کیا ہے, وہ ہے بھی آپ کے اندر. یو آر سم ون اینڈ یو ڈونٹ نو ہو یو آر, وٹ یو آر. آپ کو پتہ ہے, یعنی آپ ہیں, آپ ہی کو نہیں پتہ میں کیا ہوں. عجیب بات ہے نا. But how do you recognize each other and yourself? Ruh, because of the Ruh, there are certain sifat in you. Ruh ki wajah se kuch sifte aa gayi hain, maslan is brother mein. Ek sift hai, ye zinda hai. Ruh ka asar hai ki zinda hai. To uski wajah se aapko pata hai, ye banda zinda hai. He sees, wo dekhta hai, aapko pata hai wo dekhta hai. He looks, he has eyes. He looks because of the eyes. He sees because of the ruh. He speaks, وہ بولتا ہے. That's how human beings know each other. اس طرح لوگوں کو ایک دوسرے کی معرفت حاصل ہے. وہ جانتے اس کے دو باز, یہ دیکھتا ہے, سنتا ہے, یہ بولتا ہے. That's how you know brother. You don't know his essence, but you know him. You say, I know my mother more than anyone else. Your mother might say, I know. You can say about your wife, maybe you know more than anyone else. آپ کہہ سکتے ہیں آپ اپنی بیوی کی دوسروں سے زیادہ معرفت رکھتے ہیں, لیکن بٹ یو نو ہز ہر ایسنس, کیا آپ کو اس کی حقیقت کا علم ہے؟ روح کی حقیقت جو اس میں روح ہے وہ نہیں پتا. تو کیا آپ یہ کہہ دیں کہ I don't know my wife at all, مجھے بیوی کا پتہ ہی نہیں ہے بالکل, یہ کہیں گے پھر بھی غلطی ہے. یو نو دا نیم آف دا وائف, یو نو دا نیم آف یور مدر اور یور بردر. You know their qualities, you know when they become angry, how they become pleased, they can give things, they can take away things. وہ دے بھی سکتے ہیں, لے بھی سکتے ہیں چیزیں, کچھ چیزیں لے سکتے ہیں آپ کو, کچھ چیزیں دے سکتے ہیں آپ کو. ان چیزوں سے وجہ سے آپ سارے انسانوں کو پہچانتے ہیں, وائلس یو ڈونٹ نو دیئر ریالٹی. اب سمجھیں آپ اللہ کی معرفت کو بھی, جب اپنی روح کا ہی ہمیں نہیں پتا تو اللہ کی ذات کا کیسے پتا ہوگا, حقیقت جانے گا بندہ, اس کا نہیں پتا, پھر کیسے پتا ہے ہمیں اللہ کا؟ وٹ معرفت تھرو دا صفات, جس طرح ہم سنتے دیکھتے ہیں, وی نو ایچ ادر بائی صفات. سملرلی اللہ سیڈ آئی لسن, آئی ایم آل ہیئرنگ, آئی ایم آل سیئنگ, آل ہیئرنگ, آئی ایم امنیپوٹنٹ, آئی ایم رزاق. سو تھرو دس ایکچولی وی ہیو دا معرفت آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. سو امیجن دیر از دا ذات آف اللہ وچ از دا ایسنس, دا ویل آف دا ذات are the sifat of Allah. The ذات is hidden in the sifat, the qualities of Allah. The sifat are hidden in the afaal of Allah, in the actions of Allah. So there is the, you can say it in many ways, but there is ذات of Allah, جس طرح آپ کی روح ہے, وہ پھر روح کا پردہ کیا ہے؟ روح کا پردہ کیا ہے؟ Your qualities, you hear, you see, these are the, like the veil of the ruh, your body, yahi ruh ka parda hai. So Allah zaat, then the sifat is the veil of the Allah zaat. Phir aapka jism hai, then you do actions, amal aap karte hain, amal aap karte hain, you practice different deeds, you do things, you sit, you actually move things away, these are called actions. So the afal, similarly actions of Allah, He gives life, He gives death, He gives rizq, He gives izzat, He dishonors, He humbles whoever He wills. So these are the actions of Allah. Actions of Allah are the veil of the sifat. Because from the sifat, actions come. And now the actions, what is the veil of the actions of Allah is the makhluk, creation. In that actions of Allah ihdan. Makhluk mein Allah ke afaal chupe huye hain. مخلوق پردہ ہے اللہ کے تخلیق کا اللہ کے افعال کا اس لیے حکم ہے کہ مخلوق میں غور کرو because when you will penetrate جب آپ مخلوق میں زیادہ غور کریں گے آپ کو اللہ کے افعال نظر آئیں گے اللہ کی قدرتیں نظر آئیں گی وہ جب اللہ کی قدرتیں نظر آئیں گی تو اللہ کی صفات نظر آئیں گے آپ کو پتا ہوگا کہ بھائی یہ ہستی رزق دینے والی ہے یہ زندہ ہے یہ سننے والی ذات ہے جاننے والی ذات ہے اور یہ میرا اللہ ہے لیکن حقیقت نہیں جانتا سو ان ادر ورڈ اف یو پانڈر اوور یور سیلف یو ریکگنائز اللہ دیر سائنز ان یو اللہ پاک نے قرآن میں سنوریہم آیاتنا فی الآفاق وفی انفسہم وی ول شو دیم دا سائنز ان دی کریشن آفاق ان دا انٹائر یونیورس وی شو اور سائن اینڈ وفی انفسہم اینڈ ان دیر سیلفز سنوریہم آیاتنا فی انفسہم ہم اپ لوگوں کو کافروں کو سب کو کائنات میں بھی اپنی نشانیاں دکھائیں گے اور اپنے اندر بھی ان کے اپنے اندر بھی نشانیاں ہیں کہ جس سے وہ مجھے پہچان سکتے ہیں وہ یہی ہیں جو میں نے آپ کو بیان کی سمجھ میں دس کوشچن واز لٹل بٹ ڈیفیکلٹ یہ بڑا ہائی لیول کا کوشچن ہے اور آنسر از آئی ٹرائی ٹو پٹ اٹ ایزی ایز مچ ایز آئی کین ادر وائز علماء ایون ڈونٹ ڈسکس دس وہ ڈسکس بھی نہیں کرتے کہ یہ اٹ از ویری سینسٹیو میٹر لیکن آپ کو ثانی قسم سمجھا دیا بھائی یہ اللہ کی معرفت رکھ بھی سکتے ہیں آپ اور نہیں بھی ہے کس کی معرفت نہیں لائک یو ڈونٹ نو یور اسپرٹ یو نو اباؤٹ یور کوالٹیز اللہ کی ذات کا نہیں آپ کو معرفت لیکن اللہ اس کی صفات کا آپ کو پتا ہو چل سکتا ہے Then you at least know Allah is seeing, but how He sees you don't know. یہ بھی پھر بھی نہیں پتا کیفیت نہیں پتا ہوتا اور کچھ اینی تھنگ ایلس وعلیکم السلام جی دی بدر مولانا مصطفیٰ صاحب ہیز جسٹ گیون سم نصیحا ماشاء اللہ کہ بھائی دیٹ وی شوڈ پریکٹس مور ادب ان اور لائف ایز دو دیٹ بیکاز وی نو اللہ از شورلی واچنگ اس ہی از ہیئرنگ اس سیئنگ اس اینڈ آلسو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایز ویل بیکاز اور اعمال آر پریزنٹڈ ٹو ہم ہمارے اعمال حضور علیہ السلام تک پیش کیے جاتے ہیں حضور علیہ السلام بھی دیکھ رہے ہیں تو اس لیے عمل اس طرح کرے گویا نبی علیہ السلام بھی دیکھ کیونکہ اعمال آر پریزنٹڈ ٹو ہم اعمال ان پر پیش کرتے ہیں تو یہ تو نہیں آج کر لیا تو وہ نہیں عمل پیش ہوگا نہیں وہ تو ابھی سوچ لو کہ یہ پیش ہونے والا ہے ادھر اینڈ وی شوڈ پریکٹس ادب ان دی مجالس آف نالج اللہ کی بات ہو رہی ہے تو اس طرح سنیں کہ جس طرح اللہ کی مجلس میں بیٹھے اللہ کی صحبت ان دا پریزنس آف اللہ حضور علیہ السلام کی بات ہو رہی ہے تو اس طرح حدیث سنیں گویا حضور علیہ السلام کے مجلس میں اولیاء اللہ کے مشائخ کی بات ہو رہی ہے ایز دو یو آر سٹنگ دین یو اچیو ادب جتنا اوپر آتا جائے ایز دا ادب از ریزڈ یور انڈرسٹینڈنگ فہم اینڈ حکمت از ریزڈ ایز ویل یہ یاد رکھیں یہ آپ کی مرضی آپ کر لیں, ہے بڑا ایزی, یو ہیو ٹو سٹ اسپیک اور ایکچولی ناٹ لک اراؤنڈ وٹ ایور ادب, جتنا ادب بڑھا لیں گے اتنی آپ کو سمجھ زیادہ آتی جائے گی, سمجھ یو ول انڈرسٹینڈ مور. ناؤ ہاؤ ڈز دس ہیپن, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ نوز بیٹر, دیٹس ہاؤ اٹ ہیپنز. جو علم کا ادب کرے گا, علم کی مجلس کا, اس کا علم اتنا ہی زیادہ ہوگا. All scholars who were high level scholars, they respected actually knowledge. Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak, such a scholar of muhaddith from Imam Bukhari narrated, his student of Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak. Imam Bukhari ke bhi ustad hain. Wo hadith ka dars de rahe the, or another scholar, yani de rahe the dars ilm ka, he was in, but he would stand frequently. Khade ho jate thodi der ke liye, پھر بیٹھ جاتے, پھر کھڑے ہو جاتے, پھر بیٹھ جاتے. دا پیپل سیڈ سیدنا عبداللہ, بھائی آپ کیوں کھڑے ہو رہے ہیں بار بار؟ انہوں نے فرمایا اصل میں میرے استاد ہیں, میں نے ان سے پڑھا ہے, تو ان کا بچہ ہے, تو وہ بچے کھیل رہے ہیں ادھر ادھر, تو وہ کھیلتے کھیلتے کبھی ادھر آ جاتے ہیں. بیکاز چلڈرن آر پلئنگ, دے رننگ پلئنگ اراؤنڈ, دے جسٹ کم ٹو دس کلوزر, تو میں اپنے استاد کے ادب میں کھڑا ہوں. ان کا اتنا. And when they used to read books, آپ دیکھیں in many of the books there is حاشیہ written. حاشیہ کہتے ہیں things on the right, things bottom, things on the top as well, meaning comments, little commentary on the right here. دائیں طرف بھی لکھی ہوتی ہے کہ کتابوں میں, دائیں طرف, like this, like this. Scholar, one of the scholars passed in Indian subcontinent from Sadat. His name was Allama Anwar Shah. He said about him that when he used to read the book, aise kitab thi, and he wanted to know what's written on the right side or on the bottom, he would not turn the book. He himself will go on that side. Aur jab is taraf padhna hota to us taraf jaake kitab ke ird gird phirte, kitab ko na phirte. Kehte hain ilm hota un logon ke paas, phir Allah ne ilm diya. Then Allah gives them the light, more light comes in. ہمارے یہاں جس طرح آپ نے سٹنگ روم میں بیٹھے ہیں, ٹیکے لگا کے, ٹانگے پھیلا کے, اپنا اور تکیہ لگا کے لیٹ کے, اور یہ جی بخاری شریف پڑھنے ہو رہی, یہ جی ٹی وی پہ لگتے, تو وہ علم بھی اسی طرح کا آئے گا. پھر نالج از گوئنگ ٹو کم لائک دیٹ از ویل. وہ نور نہیں آئے گا, ورڈ تو وہ ہیں. یہ جتنا ادب بنا, اس لیے ایک بزرگ کو کسی نے کہا جنہوں نے ہزار کتابیں لکھی, 1,000 books ہی ریٹن, 1,000 books. سم ون سیڈ ٹو ہم دیٹ یو مسٹ ہیو ریڈ مینی مینی ہنڈریڈ اینڈ تھاؤزینڈ بکس. آپ نے ہزار کتاب لکھی ہے تو آپ نے تو بڑی کتب بینی کی ہوگی. کتب بینی کا مطلب ہے, کتب مینز بکس, بینی مینز ریڈنگ, لکنگ ایٹ دا بکس. یو مسٹ ہیو ڈن لاٹ آف بک ریڈنگ, کتب بینی, بیکاز وی ریڈ ان تھاؤزینڈ بکس. سم آر سو ولیوم, 20 volumes, 20-20 جلدیں ایک کتاب کی. آپ نے فرمایا میں نے کچھ زیادہ کتب بینی نہیں کی, کتب بینی نہیں کی. آئی ہیو ناٹ بین لکنگ ایٹ مینی بکس, بٹ آئی ہیو بین ڈوئنگ از کتب بینی. کتب مینس دا کتب ود دا قاف مینس ایٹ از دا اولیا اور دا علماء, کتب. He said, I've not read or seen many books, but I've seen many kutubs, meaning the many scholars. It's because of them I know no knowledge, not because of reading books. From I maine kutub bhi nahi ki, kutub nahi zyada dekhi, kutub dekhi hai, unka main adab karta rahunga. I've been focusing on those people. It's because of the blessings that they actually the knowledge which I have, not because of the books. آج تو بک لکھنا آسان ہے, انٹرنیٹ ہے, سارے ریفرنس ہے, یو کین میک 10 books اف یو وانٹ ان 10 days. لیکن واٹ از دا ریئل بک, بک کی وہ ہوتی ہے کہ جو آپ اپنے علم سے لکھ رہے ہیں, یو آر انڈرسٹینڈنگ, یو اسٹارٹ دا بک. یہ آپ لکھ کے امام بخاری نے یہ فرمایا, فلاں نے یہ کہا, فلاں نے یہ کہا, یو آر مینشنگ نالج آف ادرس. ویئر از یور نالج, آپ کا علم کہاں گیا؟ جی مجھے سوچنا پڑے گا, آپ کے پاس ہے ہی نہیں, پھر آپ دوسروں کا لکھ رہے ہیں. امام شافعی, امام غزالی, all these people, rarely they mention other books. They do mention other reference sometime, But it is they had knowledge, they wrote it. Maharaj ji, ye bahut bada alim hai, ye bahut scholarly person hai, kya PhD degree hui hai, usme sari dusri book se leke kitabe bhar di, ye kaun si khubi hai? Child can do that as well. तो यह बात वही है कि आप यानी आपके अंदर अंडरस्टैंडिंग आए पहले द नॉलेज कम टू यू देन यू टेक आउट दैट लाइट इन द बुक फिर वो जो नूर है वो किताब पे लेके आए दूसरे की किताबों से स्याही लेके स्याही लिख दी स्याही लेके शिवर के स्याह कर दिए गेटिंग कलेक्टिंग इंक फ्रॉम अदर्स एंड पुटिंग इट इन यूर पेपर एंड नॉलेज इज एक्चुअली Obtaining the light from Allah and then transferring that light on the book. ये होता है. और कुछ? Anyone else?
Is there a college for the knowledge and facilities? Is that a direct technology? And if so, the facility has its family Kina. Would it be in German or would it be in accepted?
Sorry, say again, if Salafis, what do they have?
If he was a God, is the Kina, firm in the Kina, would he be definitely in Jahannam? Would it be an exception on the penalty of the direct knowledge of the Quran?
If they do actually, for example, believe in Aqeedah, like for example, some of them, there is a variance in them in as well. We believe in Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Aqeedah Tahawiyah. If they die on that Aqeedah, they are from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Although they can call themselves Salafis, whatever they call. So it will be what they believe and what they say. What they believe. Name, sometimes people use the name. They don't know what it means. How I draw analogy between them and actually Khawarij. Because if the Khawarij were the first people who said, we are not going to follow the understanding of the Sahaba. And these people say, I myself am Mujtahid. I derive Masail from Quran and Hadith. I am not following Imam Abu Hanifa. I am not following Imam Malik. I also know knowledge. So, Rasulullah transferred two things to Sahaba. The text of Quran and Hadith, the understanding of Quran and Hadith. The Sahaba transferred these two things to the A'imma. The text of Quran and Hadith, the understanding of Quran and Hadith. And these people, Khawarij and some of the people call themselves here behaving like Khawarij, they have the text and they put their own understanding to it. They don't take the understanding which the Imams and A'imma actually they preserve. So they might come up with just new understanding and making a mixture here and there. I think this, and that is. But not majority of them. MashaAllah, majority of them, they believe in the Aqeedah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, like Aqeedah Tahawiyah or things, and they are there. But there are variance in them, there is differences in them as well. They all are Imams. Usare Imam hai on their own, in their own right. Usare Imam, Mujtahid, aise Imam, ke bhai Hadith nahi aati, lekin Imam hai. Quran Arabi nahi aati, lekin Imam hai. Just reading translation of Bukhari and objecting on those people who actually have spent 50 years teaching Bukhari. So they have partial knowledge, little knowledge, that's why it says it is dangerous. Tomorrow, if you want, I can mention, for example, what qualities should be in the person to derive masail from Quran and Hadith. Mujtahid mein kya sifat honi chahiye? Yeah, a person who wants to directly derive things from Quran and Hadith, what quality, what type of person that should be? Ulama have laid down their qualities and their requirements, and these people don't. I say that most of them, many of them, they can't read Arabic. And they don't know the books of a Hadith, they don't know the Asool, of Fiqh. Only on the internet, their Sheikh is Sheikh Google. Wo unka Sheikh hai. Not Imam Bukhari, wo Imam Muslim. उनका शेयर है शेयर गूगल गूगल में जाके मारा और जो आंसर मिल गया वो दूसरों को दे दिया सो इज़न्ट इट बेटर टू रिलाई ऑन द माइंड ऑफ अबू हनीफा हु इज ताबी देन टू रिलाई ऑन द इंटरनेट माइंड हुएवर हैज फेड एनीथिंग द इंटरनेट ही कैन कम नोवेयर नियर द अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ इमाम शाफी or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa. No computer can match. In his life, Imam Shafi died as about 54 years old. Look at the darja unka kya, the status of it. 54 saal mein to wafat ho gayi aapki. Umri kya hoti hai 54 saal? 54 years of age. And the understanding they had, and a person cannot imagine, volumes and volumes of books from their own understanding of Quran and Hadith they've seen. Similarly, Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik and other things. So, the essence thing is that you have the text of Hadith, do you have the understanding, the same understanding which Rasulullah and Sahaba had? If you have, then they taught it to the Imams, not me and you. And these people, they follow Imams as well. Ye Salfi bhi Imamu ko follow karte hain. They follow the Imams of their own mosques sometimes. جو آج کیونکہ مسجد کے امام ہیں نا وہ اس کو امام ابو حنیفہ کو کہ نہیں ہاں ان کے پیچھے نہیں چلنا جو تابعی ہیں امام شافی سلف صالحین تو یہ ہیں بٹ بردر یو نو I will take you to شیخ البانی شیخ فلاں وہ دیز پیپل آر آف 14 سینچریز ہاؤ آر دے آر میچ ٹو ایچلی دا آئما گڈ اینڈ ویل اف دے سرو دین بٹ دے بٹ ہاؤ astray you are that you leave the people of previous and you say you are Salafi, meaning I follow the Salaf and you follow the Khalaf, the people who are existing now. They even go against their, so that's why I say they should leave, little bit of change the name and make it Salafi, meaning they follow their self. Salaf is, we are the Salaf, followers of Salaf. Imam Abu Hanifa is Salaf, Shaykh Albani is not Salaf. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah is not Salaf. He is Mutawassiteen, Mutakhirin, people who came 7 centuries or after. Who is the Salaf? Imam Shafi'i, people of the first 3 centuries. In the first 3 centuries, 4 Imams lived in the first 3 centuries. So we are the actual Salaf, even if you mean following the Salaf. We follow the Salaf. They follow either actually the Khalaf, people living at their times, or their self. یا وہ خود اپنے آپ کو فالو کرتے ہیں میں یہ کہتا ہوں شیخ دس اینڈ شیخ دس آئی اے شیخ دس اینڈ آئی سے دس تو یہ ہے بات
Because one of the things that they say to me is that people on Hanafi think don't allow Hanafi Aqeeda, like either Kashuri or Ruji. Why it's not Hanafi Aqeeda? Hanafi Aqeeda was doing today, didn't be obviously. That's what they say. So in response to that.
Hanafi Aqeeda, people who are followers of Ashari, they follow Hanafi Aqeeda. This is foolishness. This is ignorance to say they follow Ashari. Because Imam Abu Hanifa wrote Fiqhul Akbar. And the commentary on it wrote, Imam Tahawi wrote a commentary on it, and Imam Ashari, he wrote a commentary on Imam, further he elaborated what Imam Abu Hanifa said. There is a link. We have a continuous chain, like Hadith. They have a continuous chain to Rasulullah SAW. Similarly, about Aqeedah, we have a continuous change as well. Fiqh ke bhi continuous, Tasawwuf ka bhi continuous chain. I have a continuous chain, for example, from fiqh point of view through to Imam Abu Hanifa, let's cite Hadith. Or the other sciences actually. So Aqeedah as well, going back to Imam Abu Hanifa, chain by chain, person by person, meaning understanding and there. Now you are saying about the scholars of Shaykh Albani, and these people are Muhaddiseen. For example, Imam Bukhari, we don't follow, we follow Aima of Fiqh. If you know, want to know Hadith is Sahih or Zaif, you can go to Shaykh Albani. He is a Muhaddis, not a Faqih Mujtahid. Muhaddis has the Hadith, but he necessarily doesn't have the ability to draw Masail from it. So they give comments, but not as Mujtahid. So their people are Muhaddisin, good, and for them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually forgive and raise their state. Similarly, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah as well. He was a scholar who reached a very high level of knowledge. But he never claimed to be a faqih, mujtahid, that I am, people should follow me. Because he himself was followers of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. How could he say? So people who said, we follow Imam ibn Taymiyyah today, and Imam ibn Taymiyyah is following Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Take lesson from Imam ibn Taymiyyah. Here you are saying, I am Imam ibn Taymiyyah ke piche chal raha hu. Imam ibn Taymiyyah, Imam Ahmad ke follower hai. Unhi se sabak hasil kar lo. Imam Bukhari, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal ke student hai. These muhaddiseen, they also follow for the fuqaha. Either Imam Shafi'i or Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So ye inke follower hain. Imam Nawawi has written a book of Riyadus Salihin. Brother Imam Nawawi, great muhaddis. Riyadus Salihin, mashallah. But he is a Shafi'i as well. He follows Imam Shafi'i. So inko bhi to dekhe na, ye kisko follow karte rahe. Imam Bukhari ne kisko follow kiya? Imam Nawawi ne kisko follow kiya? Imam Ibn Rajab Hanbali ne kisko follow kiya? They were people. But this is a different topic. Ye hamara mauzu nahi hai. Ye aap maine jaise pehle bhi arz kiya tha, go and ask ulama, fuqaha, learn this knowledge from them. I don't have this knowledge as such. Only the one I need, I have. To stay on the right path. But actually, learn from the path to Allah from me. Ye to aap kisi 10 saal madrasse mein jaake padhe, aapko samajh aa jayegi. You will understand what these differences are and how people actually become selfies and how the variance in aqeedah. Both mehnat karna padti. 10, 12 saal, 10, 12 years at least. Lekin ye path learn karne ke liye, because it is necessary, farz knowledge, you, so that you can achieve salvation. Yes, brother, we ask. Yeah. Okay, aap kar le pehle, brother Anwar. Yes. Walaikum salam. The whatever the in the Shaykh, even whatever you have actually is the in the spirituality of the Shaykh which you feel, and his essence, not his body. If other people have the same bodies as well, other people have the same, maybe they have beard, they have all these things, but it is again comes back to the qualities, what the qualities the person have. So the qualities regarding Allah, quality regarding Shaykh, same thing really. You don't actually fear the Shaykh because he is a big body. Kahi awliya Allah jo bade kamzor hai, but people have awe and respect because of their taqwa or their knowledge, their wisdom, their level of ihsan. Similarly, people used to say about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he lived as a normal person. He sat in people, they say, with us as a normal. He wouldn't actually say that I am big or I am thin, but they say that in spite of this, we had awe and respect that we hesitate to speak in front of him. But they were aam hamare mein baithte, kehte bhi sawal, lekin phir bhi unka rob aur dabdaba tha ke bhai haibat thi ke bande to bolne ki jurat itni nahi hoti thi. So the, your question relating, you can see the Shaykh, you cannot see Allah. I'm saying, seeing the Shaykh has nothing to do with it. It is the qualities which are. While the Shaykh is human being, another person is human being. Why you have respect, honor, things in relation to him? Because of his quality, his knowledge, his wisdom, his taqwa, his ikhlaq. And these are the mentioned the qualities of Allah, the sifat of Allah, the ikhlaq of Allah, the qualities of Allah. For that actually a person loves. Not for the physical being. Yes. Yes, they get obstructed through other thought because intentionally they forget Allah. Because when Rasulullah said, you should stay in this thought that Allah is watching me and as though I am looking at Allah, you should react like that. And intentionally if they just go here and there, that is their mistake, they should bring themselves back to it. If shaitan is putting any waswasa, what nafs is putting any thought, they get obstructed. It is intentional. If their obstruction is unintentional, the ibadat or the worship is not affected by it at all. He says it's perfect worship still. It's perfect worship still. So obstruction is silly hoti hai ke because shaitan has willpower as well. He can interfere. Nafs can kick in. Nafs has interference. The world has interference. So when they give interference, you try to fight that interference by diverting again to Allah. If you do it, alhamdulillah, you achieved. If you doing it but are not achieving it, still your worship is actually of high level. You still have the ihsan. That is an unintentional thing, which actually a person's worship is not affected. It's like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person... in the Quran, I mentioned to the verse that the other day as well. مَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whoever have left his house, migrating towards Allah and His Messenger, and then he dies in the way. What is greater obstruction than death? Maut se shaitan se bhi zyada maut obstruction hai. It stops everything. Waswasa choti obstruction hai. Waswasa is small obstruction. Khyal or distraction of the world is small obstruction. Allah has mentioned, greatest obstruction comes, summa yudrikul maut, that this person, death becomes an obstruction. But because it's not within the choice of the servant, that the death comes or not, bande ke ikhtiyar mein nahi hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, faqad waqa'a ajruhu ala Allah, the reward is the responsibility of Allah to give this to this person. Allah says, the reward is on me, the ajr is on me, I will raise him as though he has reached his destination. Because it's an unintentional thing, which the death has come. So if you, like you are giving an example, you will able to know this when you really come, travel the path to Allah, and then reach the here. But you are asking about the fourth stage, but go there first and then ask the question. Then I can answer you in a better way. Yeah, that you feel the awe of Allah, or you actually have the presence of Allah. You have. Ek bande ne apne mein driving seekhi nahi. Wo ghar mein baith ke ek lesson liya. Oh, mujhe to bada dar lag gaya. It's very few gaadiyan aa rahi hain idhar. Main nahi driving seekh sakta. Phir ghar. Phir wo kehta hai, gaadiyan kaise? How are these people driving? They don't fear anything. That you go through training, you will also have control. Jo nayi gaadi seekhe hue, sari zindagi baithe rahe, they see others driving without fear and smoothly, and they themselves will not. They will start trembling as soon as they sit in the car. Wo darte rahenge. Isi tarah, like you see many awliya Allah who reached Allah, many human beings who reached Allah, who successfully drive kar rahe hain in the world. Many people are successfully walking and driving, in meaning, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. Why me and you saying, how can they do it? There are obstruction, accidents can happen, this can happen, the tire can be punctured, the fuel can run out. All these things are there, but in spite of that they are driving. So the solution is, uska ilaaj ye hai ki pehle banda yahan tak pahunche. At least go towards the where actually you are said that you will get the ihsan, the beginning of ihsan and things, and then inshallah a person is in a better position rather for. But here people, they are asking, who are here, for example, or there, they can ask questions, but they won't understand really very well. They can only be explained here. MashaAllah, when they are. So, yeh hai. Because jo bande, it is absolute knowledge that the Sahaba had reached, Awliya has reached, many pious people today are reaching. Alhamdulillah. This shows that there is actually surety a person can reach actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be in his awe and live his life according to as Rasulullah said, because the Islam doesn't command anything except a person can do it. Islam doesn't give a command if you cannot follow it. Islam mein jitne bhi hukam hai wo bande kar sakte hain tab Allah ne hukam diya. If Allah says stop ghiba, this means you can stop. If Prophet is saying achieve ihsan, then it means you can achieve. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ, whoever will submit completely his all essence to Allah, فَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, he will be the person who achieved ihsan. But we don't submit our eyes, our hands of shaitan. एक आंख कोई औरत ले गई है, दूसरी गेज जो है वो कोई गाड़ी ले गई है, सोचे कहीं है, हाथ कहीं है, पेट जो है वो जहन्नम में फिर रहा है, पांव पप्पू में फिर रहे हैं, तो अल्लाह का एहसान कैसे मिलेगा? स्टेट ऑफ एहसान. हाउ यू कैन अचीव इट? यस, देयर इज द वे. हम इसके थ्रू भी थोड़ा ब्रीफली जाएंगे. आई शो यू हाउ एवरी पार्ट एक्चुअली गिव्स यू अ पार्ट ऑफ एहसान, अ पोर्शन ऑफ एहसान. This is like a jigsaw. Imagine that this picture changes into a jigsaw puzzle. So you have the picture there, you put it part by part, and then the picture will become complete. Ab ek a jigsaw mixture banayi hui hai, dabbe mein pata hi nahi kya hai, kis tarah wo ne. Ab kehte hai, wo kaise tasveer ban sakti hai ye? Unhone kaise bana li? Well, they have tried part by part. You say no, either I want picture at once or I'm not. Mere jigsaw ke 500 pieces hain. मैं एक ही दफा तस्वीर बनानी है, नहीं तो मुश्किल है. थोड़ा बहुत कोशिश की, यू ट्राई लिटिल बिट, इट डजंट वर्क, यू बिकम होपलेस एंड लीव इट. आज ये हो रहा है, बंदे कहते हैं हमने बराह रास्त ही उधर पहुंचना है, डायरेक्टली वी वांट टू रीच इट विदाउट गोइंग टू द प्रोसेस. अंबिया अलैहिम सलाम हैड टू गो थ्रू प्रोसेस, सहाबा रिजवानुल्लाह अजमाइन, दे वेंट थ्रू थिंग्स एंड देन सर्टन थिंग्स केम टू देम. Yes, brother.
Can I just remind the brothers, please do not shout out your questions until you've been given permission to ask that question. Even if you have a follow-up question, please wait until you've been given permission.
Tumhare bhi speaker ka intezar kiya karo, waise na bolji.
Sheikh, I just wanted to ask you, related to that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to Jerusalem with a hat top, and nobody at that time had more ihsan than him. And then now we're living in a time where ihsan, like you have to have nice clothes, or in Islamic circles, nice clothes, nice perfumes, and architecture, buildings, and things like this. And like, for example, if you go to a Muslim bookshop, it might be dusty, it's Islamic Sufi bookshops. And then if you go to a non-Muslim bookshop, very nicely tidy, then
I wanted
your comment. I don't know what the question is, but
I wanted to right. Okay. Ihsan is really, as I said, the inner connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not it to with the outward thing. And then it has effects on the outward thing. Outwardly it has effect on the person. So safai, the cleanliness, beauty, order, is not conflict with ihsan at all. This is one's personal relationship It depends what sifat of Allah actually a person thinks of. Mostly he will have that effect. If he thinks about the sifat of mutakabbir, he will be the most humble person. If he has the thinking about sifat of beauty of Allah, like Allah is Jameel, he can maybe he will dress nicely. There is nothing wrong with dressing nicely. If you can afford it, beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this. Inna Allah Jameel, yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beauty and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes beauty. So there is no harm in there. But these and the Sahaba and Awliya, they have different states of relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the common thing is that the kafiyat of ihsan, then they are different colors like flowers. Like Sayyidina Abdul Aziz the Bagh rahmahullah said that we went into a garden and there were different kinds of flowers with different kinds of fragrance. He said if someone wants to see Sahaba or Awliya Allah, understand them, he can look at these flowers. They are different smells, but they are nice. They are beautiful. Aapne farmaya ke Awliya Allah ko Sahaba ki kismon ko dekhna chahte hain, to in phoolon ko dekho. Mukhtalif shaklein, mukhtalif rang, mukhtalif khushbu. Lekin ek cheez common hai. One thing common in them is the beauty. Unke jo husn hai, wo sab mein hai. Hai sab mein ihsan. Lekin kisi ka sabz rang hai, kisi ka surkh rang hai, kisi ki phool gulab ki hai, chameli ki hai. These are the fairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was divided into Sahaba and Awliya. Different people become heirs of different lights from Prophet Islam. Even the other Anbiya benefited from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had Zuhud, but that was from that light was from the ocean of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's tawakkul was from actually the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the essence of all these qualities, and it went into the Anbiya and Awliya and Sahaba. So that's why there's a less than over 124,000 prophets. Every one of them had a part of fairs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam ko khubsurti ka hissa mila Hazur alayhi salam ki wujood. Hazrat Daud alayhi salam ko kalam ka hissa mila sweetness. Isa alayhi salam ko paaki mili zuhud, but they are all from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazur alayhi salam sare andar faiz ho. Sari khubiyan unke andar hai. Similarly in this ummah there are more or less 124,000 companions. Isi tarah is ummat mein Allah ne dekhe 124,000 sahaba, wo bhi isi tarah Hazur Alaihi Salam ke jis tarah anbiya mustafid hue mukhtalif sifatein, itni hi sifat sahaba mein bhi aayi us tarah ek ek karke. Sahaba mein bhi bade khoobsurat the. Hazrat Dihya Qalbi radhiyallahu an, wo itne khoobsurat the that Jibril would have come in his form. آپ پردہ رکھتے تھے چہرے پر. حضرت دحیہ قلبی the companion of the رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to keep a veil on his face. کیوں؟ کہ عورتیں ان کو دیکھ کے وہ ان کے عشق میں گرفتار ہو جاتی ہیں. اگر کوئی عورت حاملہ ہو, if any woman pregnant, she will lose her pregnancy, she miscarriage ہو جاتی تھی ان کو دیکھ کے. حاملہ عورتیں دیکھ کے حمل گر جاتا ان کا, ان کے حسن کی وجہ سے. اس لئے آپ پردہ رکھتے تھے. وجہ اس کی یہ ہے کہ حضرت جبریل علیہ السلام when he came, he could come in any form, get another beautiful form. لیکن حضرت دہیہ قلبی کو حضور علیہ السلام کی امت میں ایسا حسن اللہ نے دیا کہ جبریل کو بھی وہی پسند ہے. ملائکہ میں ان کو نظر نہیں آیا اس طرح کا حسن جس طرح حضرت دہیہ قلبی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. اب لیڈر بھی تھے اور حسن جمال میں انتہا پر تھے. یہ حضور علیہ السلام کا فیض ان میں. کسی کے پاس علم آیا, کسی کے پاس پروفیٹ علیہ السلام سین اقداہم علی, علم ڈیسیجن میکنگ پاور ان علی. ارحم بی امتی ابو بکر. دا کوالٹی آف رسول آف مرسی واز ڈومیننٹ ان حضرت ابو بکر صدیق. و شدہم فی امر اللہ عمر. اینڈ دا کوالٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹ بینگ اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن دی کمانڈ آف اللہ اینڈ فور دا دین آف اللہ بینگ ہارش was actually in Hazrat Umar. وَشَدُّهُمْ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ أَرْحَمُ بِأُمَّةِ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَشَدُّهُمْ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ and كَامِلُ الْحَيَاءِ. Haya, modesty, does dominant quality which Hazrat Usman got from Rasulullah. حیا آپ میں. آپ نے حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ فرشتے بھی حیا کرتے ہیں عثمان سے, فرشتے اتنے پاک جنہیں اپنی شرمگاہ نہیں دیکھی زندگی بھر, اتنے پاک, غسل نہیں ننگے کیا کبھی, ہاتھ نہیں گائے دایا کہ اپنے پردے والے حصے کو, اتنا پاک ہوا ہے حیا جو ان کو ان میں آیا. بریوری حضور علیہ السلام شجاعت وہ حضرت علی میں آئے. سو دے آل ہیڈ مینی مینی کوالٹیز بٹ ون واز اسپیسیفک ڈومیننس ان دم. ایک حصہ جو ہے وہ بہت اعلیٰ ہوتا تھا ان میں. جس طرح 124,000 کم و بیش انبیاء نے فیض پایا, اسی طرح اس امت میں صحابہ نے. اینی ادر کوشچن؟ صحیح means صحیح, this is a terminology of hadith. This doesn't mean actually like صحیح literally we mean صحیح. It means that for example the person, the hadith which have narrated has a continuous chain. All the narrators, they had a very super strong memory. They had highest level of taqwa, a very highest level of taqwa and piety. Never spoke a lie in their life, for example, and their character was matchless. No sin ever actually they major committed. So these type of qualities they come actually. Then there is a terminology which the muhaddiseen give, sahih. Then there are about 60 different qualities of hadith. Then sahih li zatihi, sahih li ghairihi, then hasan. Then there some hadith, for example, so. Hundreds and hundreds, thousand scholars narrate in all their generations. They are called mutawatir. But if it is narrated by, for example, so many, not so many, but some actually, it will be called mashhur hadith. Mashhur hadith. If, for example, there is a narrator, some narrators missing, two narrators missing, then it will be called, for example, munqati. Two narrators are missing. And so this is the terminology of hadith. So they, Imam Bukhari said, I know 600,000 hadith. Imam Bukhari ne farmaya, main 600,000 hadith se janta hun, aur usme se bahut sari, there are others as well which are according to my, but I have chosen a criteria for myself, and from the about 100,000 hadiths of Sahih which I know, I'm going to write 6,000-7,000 just as a reward and a passing a knowledge of Allah. It is not the all the hadiths. So that's why some Imam Muslim collected, some Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal collected, so all these actually. But so these are the category of hadith Sahih. For example, these Imams, they also write books on Mawdu'at, for example. A book Imam Bukhari, Imam Ibn al-Jawzi has written called Book of Hadith called Mawdu'at. Mawdu'at means fabricated hadith narrated, attributed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So different scholars, they make a criteria for themselves that which type of hadith I'm going to collect, and then they just focus on that. They don't collect any other. But they don't say that only a hadith sahih are which I have. They say a part which we have narrated. For example, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal is the teacher of Imam Bukhari. He knew 1,000,000 hadith. 10 lakh hadith hai unko yaad. And his book of hadith is about 6 times bigger than Imam Bukhari. Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal. But he chose to narrate by companions. For example, he chose that I am going to arrange the book. How? I will narrate all the ahadith saying of the Prophet through each companion. So he says, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, whole chapter, only the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar. Hazrat Umar, whole chapter, Hazrat Abu Bakr, and things like that. So different sunan is a also terminology of hadith. So it is the name of the people of muhaddithin, the traditionalists, the scholars of hadith. Whichever hadith, this hadith they try to get together, they actually then gather that type of hadith in the book, and they give that name to the book as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously,
we're
in as you said the other day to a friend, it's very important to be in good company and disconnect from people in the creation who are non-Muslims, and also to differentiate to not have any feelings against any particular person, but to the characteristic which is against the Sunnah or on your path to Allah SWT. Is that also applicable for us to move toward Muslims as well, and if you're trying to do the jihad and give advice and that person is still doing whatever they're doing and
you see, a person can actually mingle and mixture with people to give dawah to any person, to give invitation towards good. Only then people become good. If you don't go to the people who are bad, for example, doing some bad things, how they are going to become good? So, but the thing is that you should be such a position that you don't become bad like them. Instead of bringing them, you don't become a part of them. So for that actually, it said, what I said, the company means the strong social circle which you have, which are, you are like a strong, every person have 10, 15 people. That those people should be the good ones. Like they say in English, a man is known by the company he actually keeps, for example. So you can mingle, work with non-Muslims or kuffar, whoever, bad, good people, you're working or you're giving dawah, any. But when you're selecting people for your special friendship and social circle, select those pious ones. But do interact with others as well. So like the brother was asking before about Salafi and the Ahlul Hadith really can only be called the person who is Muhaddith. They are Ahlul Hadith. People Muhaddithin who written Hadith books. A person, followers cannot be called Ahlul Hadith. There is no firqa as well. Because when you ask them, they will say, we are Ahl Sunnah. Then why you call yourself Ahl Hadith? If you say, I am following Ahl Sunnah, then why you have to come with a new name? Why not stay with the pure name? Like we say, we are not Deobandi, Barelvi, Ahl Hadith, or Salafi, or Sufi, or this, or that, or that. We straightforward in Muslim, then Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Finish. Matter. These key people, names and things came after, in the last maybe 2 centuries. And Islam exists before. We want the pure thing. And if their beliefs match the true beliefs, we'll say they are right. They're closer to truth. If they are further away, we will say. But if you want to follow Hadith and Quran directly, I don't have any objection. But you should have that qualities of a mujtahid. Qualities of a mujtahid, Arabic language, grammar, the principle of Hadith, the principle of fiqh, what the previous scholars have said about this masala, what are they unanimous on, what are they against, what are they unanimous on, that ulama, that they all say it is disallowed. All this type of knowledge when one has, and he's read most of the hadith and understanding and shuru, Quranic tafsir, the grammar, the lexical part of the grammar, sarf and nahv, and then he can directly derive things. But otherwise he will be very, very, very much actually come sometime. He will think he's following Quran, but he won't be. Like one person said that I can eat chicken in McDonald's, selfie brother. Because the thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that haram is that thing, حُرِمَ لِمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَّ وَلَحْمَ الْحَنْزِيرُ وَمَا أُهِلَّ بِلَغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. That unlawful is that thing, haram, if name other than Allah is said on a chicken. If any other name than Allah, jis par ghair Allah ka naam liya gaya, if any person other than Allah's name is sent on the doing slaughtering the chicken, it is haram. Allah has mentioned, I am following that verse. And I have researched that people who come may bring chickens in McDonald's or KFC, they don't believe in God anyway. They don't say any name of on the chicken. They just cut their heads only, or actually slaughter them without saying. So they are halal, brother, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that actually haram is only when you said a name of another false god. That is true what is said in the Quran, but I showed him, opened the Quran, there is another verse which says that haram is also mallam yazkur ismillah. If Allah's name is not said, that is haram. He said, oh, what will happen to my prayers? The ones which I have been reading, because I didn't know that. So this is the type of danger people fear. So on the day of judgment, they will be held accountable that if you didn't have complete knowledge, why actually you did not follow someone who had an overview, who had actually proper knowledge. And that's why actually in this world, people also follow these lines, guidelines. For example, a person can have a knowledge, he might be a graduate, then a BSc, BA in medical science, or MBBS or medical science. But he says, I've got a wonderful idea, I found a new drug which can cure AIDS, and I want to sell it. They say, you've done MBBS, good and well, it's a good degree, but this, you can't. Here I've done master's degree, still you can't come up with it. PhD, still you can't, you have to be tested by the scholars of medical science. And when you come, then still you can't treat people, because then that drug have to be researched on, tried and tested for 5-6 years, and then only it will come. This is like prescription for the body. And the prescription for heart and spirit, Deen gives prescription for the spiritual disease. So, it's like going to a medical shop and saying A to Z guide on medical science, and you say, yeah, these other doctors from, they have not never known this. I found a cure for this sugar disease now. And he then starts actually knocking on the doors of the neighbor. Or people were going to surgeries. Oh, brother, your GP doesn't know anything. I just keep you giving medicine. I have a cure. Oh, the GP doesn't know anything. I've got a book. I've got dalil. I've got evidence. Because I got it from internet. And I've got it in a book. So, no one will allow. The government will actually pursue him. And he will be prosecuted. Even if someone becomes cured by his disease, his medicine, still he will be put in prison. Because if one person have become cured, 99 will die. Maybe there are people going to GP who say, I'm not a specialist. Maybe 10, 15, 20 people get cured. And the majority will get cured. Others won't die at least. But this person. So that's an analogy I've drawn in the medical science. This is the spiritual science. This is more tactical. Because in medical science, germs are fighting against you. And in spiritual science, shayateen and devils are fighting you. Are they not more strong than germs? AIDS ke jarasim se zyada to shayateen ye khatarnaak hain. The devils, jinnat, shayateen, they are more dangerous than the germs. They're more shrewd. They're more sharp. They can lead a person astray easily. And he will be thinking, I am unguided. So, the safe way for him is to follow those people who has it been surety that they were unguided and they succeeded and got in Jannah. And they were the Sahaba and A'imma Karam, the four A'imma and other Imams and Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. He's sure about them, meaning that they were people of guidance. So, you follow them. Not actually, you don't test. It is not worthwhile. It is not proper risk you to test, because you only have one life. You can't actually make mistake. Aap galti nahi kar sakte. You only have one life. If that's gone, it's gone. So there's no second chance. So you have to be cautious to choose your way, your thought, your way of life and everything, because you only get a chance once. And you can't try and test, trial and error, trial and error, trial and error, and you might die soon. So search, and inshallah, at least follow those people who it is, the world is unanimous that they were the good people. Be it Christian, be it Jews, be it Jewish people, be it actually people of the other religion, they all believe that these people, namely Jesus Christ, Moses, Abraham, Prophet Muhammad, they were selfless and good people who gave good to humanity. You believe in them or not is a different matter, but it's a historical fact that these, if you compare these leaders with Hitler, George Washington, they are nothing compared to Jesus or Moses or Abraham, because they were not pursuing leadership. They were really serving servants of God. So even the government, sadly, Tony Blair, your previous prime minister, he is a strong believer in God and all the beliefs which the divinely revealed religion tell about Akhirah and things, and he said, went to the Pope. George Bush, he believes strongly on the unseen world. So they're unanimous on the prophets and unseen world. Difference is that the Jewish people don't believe in Jesus, only one prophet, and Prophet Muhammad. And difference in Christianity, they don't believe in prophet, one prophet. And difference of Islam is, Islam believes in all prophets. Yeh fark hai. Warna all these other beliefs, unseen world, angels, death, punishment, life after death, they're all unanimous on that. Because Islam has been always the same. Do's and don'ts, commands change, but the religion, deen, has been the same deen, Islam, of Jesus, of Prophet Moses, of Abraham, Noah, to Hazrat Adam. He was the first person. So even hope, majority of the world believes actually in these matters. So why follow the people who are new form religions and new form people, new ideas, when majority governments and other people are unanimous on majority? Even if you go through democratic means, Muslim countries, Christian countries, Jewish countries, people who believe in religion, they are more than atheist countries. Majority of humanity always has been believing in God and the life hereafter, but in different ways sometimes. Hindus believe differently, Buddhists believe differently, Christians believe a little bit differently, Jewish people and the Muslim. So even majority, so why follow a very minority who are not, you are sure that he might be just take you in on a ride and commit suicide somewhere, like many of the cults do here and there. They come up with a new religion, Heaven's Gate, I'll get it to heaven, like they were in America, and got 500-600 people together and they committed suicide. And they were people who were knowledgeable worldly, computer scientists, doctors, solicitors, and they had this idea the earth is going to be destroyed soon. So, because we are going to be rescued by a spaceship coming, so we'll actually go before that the earth becomes destroyed. The earth is here. So the prophets of doom, that there's now and then people saying the world is going to finish in 2012, whether 2020 is the last year. These are actually just false ideas which manipulate some people. Few hundreds get affected and they face a very bad end. So leave these people and follow the assembly of the true, meaning the prophets at least, the Anbiya alayhi salam, the messengers. Through human history, there have been no leader as them. You know very well, Michael Hart, a research scholar, Christian research scholar, who's written a book called The 100 Most Influential Personalities in Human History. The 100 Most Influential Personalities in human history. Very well known book his, on top what he has put, Prophet Muhammad, first one. Then he mentioned Jesus, George Washington, others, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and others actually. But they said these were the successful people, most of them. And they said this, the Prophet Muhammad was the most successful in all of the humanity. He said, I am a Christian, but I have to do justice with research. Because he was the only man who was successful on secular and spiritual level. There have been some prophets who gave some concept of worship and guidance, but physically in the world, their religion was not implemented. Moses died in the Sinai desert. Jesus Christ, we say he resurrected, he was taken, lifted to heaven. Christians say he was resurrected. Result is same, that he did not implement his religion. He was not able to implement his religion. Similarly, other prophets. But he said the Prophet Muhammad was the only person that who was able to spiritually give people guidance of worship and to know Allah, and the worldly system as well, that his rulership actually was ruling, he was ruling almost 3/4 of the world at one time, in the time of Hazrat Umar. These are factual things. These are not actually that say believe in the unseen. These are, me and you know that. It's historical facts, basic things. And some people, aliens are coming, aliens are there, Fla is there. Well, you yourself are alien on this. You come from somewhere. Obviously, this is not your home, because you will return to your home after some years, where you come from. Pehle toh khud hi alien hai. So, try to at least take a lesson from even political leaders. You can take lessons. Like I was giving you, Gordon Brown is son of actually a Christian priest, a pastor. And he is very strong worshipper and believer in Christianity, he believes. So you should know that if you go on internet, maybe there is God, not God, there is news research coming up. These people, like the President of America or Prime Minister of UK, they have the best access to the up-to-date technology and discoveries. It may be those secrets which they don't tell the public even, discoveries, scientific facts. They know more, they have the best people at their disposal. At the end of the state of the quality that actually a normal person can have. So me and you go on internet researching actually out of date research and coming up, no, I know. If these people, in spite of having all this knowledge to their disposal, technology, futurists, astronomers, medical expert to the very highest level, even after that they still are staunch believers in God and their own religion, be it Christianity, be it Judaism. And you should know at least that the religion of the prophets were actually the true religion. And now the last of them is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose religion will exist until day of judgment. He is the prophet of the time. Yes, brother, anything else anyone wants to mention? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Just like the Buddha was saying before, about if this difficult time where you've got friends or family, where you go to a particular place and it's a simple place, like, for example, a restaurant that sells alcohol, terrified about going, but you really don't want to go, but at the same time you think, oh, this could be an opportunity to give da'wah. How old
are you? You can go and give da'wah there, there's no harm. Don't drink alcohol, but actually you can go in the restaurant and sit and eat halal food. Because you are living in the world. If you ponder over a little bit, that who was Moses or Jesus and Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon them, all sent. They were sent to the people who were doing all kinds of evil things first sometimes. Most evil people doing, killing people, burying young girls' lives. That's the people. And if they thought that we'll just sit in the church or in the mosque or in the synagogue, whoever will want guidance, they will come. No one would have been on their religion now. So they went out to killers, to fornicators, to to disruptors of society, and then they guided them as well. But the thing was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained them first. Agar aap think, why Prophet starts their mission of prophethood at 40 years of age? 40 saal ke baad nabi kyun apne nabuwat ka kaam? They are prophets before. Pehle bhi wo nabi hote hain. They are prophets already. But why they start the mission? Because their training, unki tarbiyat hoti hai, so that they don't become affected through anything. So they are made right. And me and you, just, you know, overnight, actually a wali, actually saying that, yes, I've repented now, and I lead the world to actually guidance. Tomorrow, I'm going to such and such pub, or in the nighttime discourse, and there I fall in love with a beautiful woman, and there I am actually gone to the heaven. So firstly, you need at least strength, and so that if all the world come against you, all the beautiful women of the world come towards you, you do not even raise a glance at them. You need this type of strength of character. People sometimes ask that to me, actually, yeah, brother, I want to, there is a lady, a girl, and she wants to know about Islam. What do you say? Shall I talk with her and give her, go to her house, anything? And I say to them that, have you only found in 6 billion people this girl to give dawah? All men have died. All men have become Muslim. And I see fitna in there. Send a sister to her to give dawah to her. You don't. Many people, I am giving this dawah to sister of Tariq. Tariq, dawah. Wo pata chalta hai that they are giving, end up giving dawah, the Tariq actually to love themselves. The Tariq, the way to the nafs, not the Tariq to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They talk and then actually they finish. So thereafter, I fear for myself. I fear talking with women. And Islam has said that you should not talk softly, gently, as such, that you give wrong messages of romantic romantic rhyming accent is not allowed, nor the women to speak with other men, nor the men to speak. Only with wife and husband, and through very close relatives, son, brother, husband. So there are laws, restrictions. As such, a person should have to be cautious actually, that they themselves don't lose in that. Jazakallah, thank you for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your time and coming and sitting, and forgive us anything wrong which we have said. I think most things which we are saying, there will be mistakes in them. We ask forgiveness, refuge in Allah. Truth is from Him. He knows Wallahu A'lam wa Rasuluhu, and we only convey the message what we understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us towards the right understanding, and so that we may be a source of light and hope for whole humanity, because Prophet ﷺ is the prophet of whole humanity, a mercy for animals, the environment, because all this is the creation of Allah, and we are going to be asked about it. جزاك الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم